Just a little warning, this podcast does contain some crude language. If you're easily offended, this is maybe not the podcast for you.
Fat bar. On a bar. Millionaire. Short breed. Cycling. SPL, EPL, Highland League, Sausage Roll, Sledging, Dune Call Salmon.
Sports. 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 Sports.
Massey, five for fun.
A Euro 2024 special.
Okay.
Well, it's not a 2024, but because of the Euro draw, I thought I'd do something with the Euros.
Good time.
Which three teams are in England's group? A point for each. Which three teams are in England's... Another gimme group for him.
Yeah. Do you get a point for saying England?
No. How would that have been your only point?
No, I would have got another one. Oh. I can't mind the rest.
I forgot the last one.
Which team will the holders play first?
Oh, the holders.
Oh, no, the hosts. The holders.
Fucking hell, Fa won it fucking Fa won it last year.
Well, yeah, point for Fa won it then. And Yima Fa is playing.
Good for
him. Yeah, 2 points.
2020. Not a clue. See,
you'll kick yourself.
I'm at a distinct disadvantage here since I don't watch international.
You surely watched the final last.
I think I did.
Doesn't seem like 4 years ago.
It was a, wasn't it?
It was now. It was 3 years ago.
Well, 2 years ago.
Was it?
It's 2021. So it's still in
the By the time,
it was a good final. Oh, okay. No, it was a World Cup final. It was good.
Who is the only person to win the Euros as a player? And the manager.
Okay.
I want you to think.
I've got it.
Have you?
No.
Okay. I want you to use
it. Set myself up for when it's wrong.
Yeah. In which city will Scotland play the final?
The final. So if it's the final.
Aye.
Just made it up. I've not. Fuck, man. Poor knowledge, Kev.
Who are the two most successful teams, and how many times have they won it?
Again.
Another quiz. Shed's got to lose.
100%. I've lost already. I think I've only won.
Okay. Which three teams are in England's group? Dunk?
Denmark, Slovenia. That's it. I didn't get the last team.
Shed?
Slovenia.
I wrote Denmark, Slovakia. Isn't it Slovakia, though?
It's Denmark, Slovenia, and Serbia.
I was putting Serbia, dude. Serbs, I thought it's one of them. fuck's sake.
One of them is so bad after all. Still in the hunt.
Which team will the holders play first? So far as the holders...
Italy. Chef? Not a clue.
Italy.
Oh, yeah. They beat England. Father playing.
Got the question wrong. I put England. It's Italy. That I came father playing.
I put in Belgium.
Nobody.
Albania.
That's fine. I'm still in a hunt.
Who is the only person to win the Euros as a player and a manager? Shed?
I put Didier Deschamps.
Mancini.
Mancini.
Bertie Vogts.
I was about to say it to you. Somebody's done this recently.
I wanted to say...
So fun did he win it as a player? So fun did the Euros start?
1972 he won it. There was only like four teams in it to start.
I thought
it was Mancini, I'm still in the hunt.
You are?
if it was the next scene. In which city will Scotland play the final?
Berlin.
Take my breath away.
Munich.
Berlin.
Berlin.
They're in the hunt, Emil.
The Olympic Stadium, Berlin. I think it holds 70,000. Who are the two most successful teams and how many times have they won it, Shed?
Germany and France, twice each.
Germany and Italy, twice.
Italy, Spain, three.
Germany and Spain, three times.
I'll get one.
So do I get a point for Spain?
You'll get a point for...
A point for three.
Three and a point for Spain, aye.
Ah, bish.
That like that quiz.
How many points, Chef?
Glad of Euros is the...
Maybe you should start doing a quiz.
No.
No.
No, no.
How much points? Two points. Mike?
Five.
Six.
Ah, well. Well done, Dunk.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Good in. Like that.
Mm-hmm. You yourself, no,
I do, but I would like. I like a quiz.
I love a quiz.
Like a quiz, it's easier.
I like a quiz. I can get other. I can't have answers. I like a quiz in Zoom because I can use Google.
turn off the mute button, Alexa.
Be honest. Half an hour Zoom call made you realise how much I hated it last time round. Abdi's trying to speak, almost impossible, isn't it?
It's torture.
Aye.
Then Abdi just sits here and say, we had a Zoom call on Saturday, Sunday night, organising the Euros and that, Ken. So
we're not actually organising the Euros, by the way. We're just, we've got the Euros. We're not organising the Euros.
I've never seen you Saturday night on the TV.
But then Abdi started going,
and then it was like Abdi sat here in silence for a minute.
Waiting for somebody to speak.
It's fucking torture at Zoom.
We're in Zoom. Well, Teams quite a lot we're working on. I just put my microphone off.
Wait for somebody to speak.
And then if I've got a question to answer, I never put one input in.
No.
Just to answer a question. Because I'll be. Shut up. Oh, fuck. Mute.
No.
You sit in a Zoom call without your face in it, can some folk just put a fucking screen on.
Avatar or something.
I just want to switch off my camera so I can go along and do other stuff.
Aye. I think you should show your face.
Well, as I'm saying, we've got a camera on policy.
Aye.
Because you say, if the camera's not on, it's a no-show for a meeting.
Here's a wee tip for you. Take a screenshot, save as a picture and put it as a background.
Yep.
Well, I didn't care that.
So you can just look like you're sitting there.
Sitting there in silence.
You'd be still though. Aye. You'd even move.
But is it?
Maybe watch.
He's blinked in half an hour.
But if you're sleeping using a call, you're not speaking, so you're not showing up on the screen. You're fine. Good idea, Mike. Well done.
Good stuff. I'll be fine.
Aye, fine, Mike.
Mm-hmm. I'll be a fine weekend. Dunk.
I'm trying to think if I did. Yeah, I put up all the Christmas decorations and no happy plant for me, like a few bits and bobs and. Got a tree.
New tree?
New tree, aye.
6 foot?
Aye.
Aye. Where do you got for?
The range.
Oh, aye.
So,
plastic in there, really.
Plastic in there.
Aye, quite right.
So you go around the shops on a time scale, obviously. I need to be back somewhere for Morgan to be somewhere, and then it gets a bit agitated. As per my text, so I read words and then I left. Because I tell Abdi, we need to be up and away sharp. You've got to be back for Morgan to be at fit ever time, we need to be up and away sharp.
Aye. It's a nightmare with a family getting
wasted words, Dunk. Wasted words, honestly.
Fun and deaf ears.
And then you get there and it gets a bit ratty. I tell you. Then that's it, innit?
See, I say I tell you anymore, I just
do you?
Say nothing.
Well, I can't, I ain't learned.
Say nothing. And they can, I can.
Aye.
That I tell them.
Nice. You just kind of. Do you nod?
Shrug your shoulders.
Well,
noon again.
Because I go, right, we'll go here and then we'll just sort of go around. So we're going to go to Dunelm and that. She went to Dunelm because we had two cars because she had to shoot up. And I was like, where are you? I'm in the range. I thought you said we're going to Dunelm. And she comes and then finds me. And then, all right, well, you just take your bearings because I'll need to do this. And then it's like, I've not enough time. Well, I tell you. And that's where I came in. he's part of that. Chinese and Saturday night.
Aye.
And then just fucking loaded with this bastard in Carl. Part of that, then.
Nothing much.
Yeah, you just pick up a Carl Christmas, New Year, do you?
Honestly, mate.
Did you get a flu jab?
I went to the doctor, so I got an appointment. I've got 76 calls to get through to the doctor's today. And I got an appointment, so I've darted away from work. I've been at work 6:30. I'm away back at 8:00. Get to the doctor's. Stand a D with you. I'm coughing and spluttering.
You doctors with Carl?
No, I've had it in my chest for like 24 days now.
Aye.
And I was like, it's got to be something. There's nothing wrong with you. I says, listen to me. And she's like, I'm listening to you. But So I've obviously got a lot of worst of it. It's just the fact this went on and on and on.
Oh, we'll see if you have.
Because folk at my work started moaning, going, "Oh, Vigidivi, are you spreading?" I says, "I'm way past that. I'm 24 days in." So I thought, "Here you go, doctor." And then they're like, "Nan." I says, "Just give me something." Nah, there's no requirement for. So that's it.
Feeling better?
Aye.
Aye. Passed on to me.
I know. Yeah, I heard you were away, were
I? Hibs.
Aye, aye. Hibs. You ever fancy away? You did go a few away games.
I just go to St Johnston, Ross County,
Dundee.
That's all I need to go.
Aye.
And two.
I didn't think about going to Edinburgh, to be honest, but
it's not far.
I can't think it was coming. And then once the goal goes in, can't to turn off because.
Easy enough to get away tickets, like?
Sometimes get a favour for some folk.
Aye.
But no, it's not really easy. But I notice the crowds are starting to dwindle now because there's sort of been a 1,500, 2,000 solid our season, but
aye,
there was only 1,000 here on Sunday.
Was there?
Ah, call with her.
Call with her. Christmas shopping.
Christmas shopping. Aye, market's enjoying themselves too much and they're getting over in time. Aye. For yourself, Mas?
Poker on Friday. Second again. It's fucking
bridesmaid. Always a bride, never had a bride.
And she goes, "Oh, you're the fucking ugliest bridesmaid I've ever seen." Says, "I wouldn't have danced with you."
Depends how much pints, like.
So, and then Saturday, not much through the day. And then we went to Rustic, obviously. Had a few tournaments there. Karaoke.
If I was in the karaoke, I need to ask.
Well, the last it was doing the entertainment.
She Bobby
was
Dazzler.
Bobby Dazzler. So she does all the singing, but she'd lost her voice. So she was struggling, which was fair enough. And so she managed to get through the first half. She was singing, and then she'd walk around slagging folk again, just tucking the piss out of folk. And she'd go back to the end of their song, and she'd get up to dance and stuff. Yeah. I've got to be honest, if I can't atmosphere it was about, I wouldn't have went. Because I hate being forced to go up for dancing.
Exactly.
Feel awkward. It's all right if you're steaming.
Aye. But if you just hit a couple.
I didn't care that was what it was called. I thought it was just somebody singing.
Aye, that's fine.
And then we would listen and aye, we'd, Ken, between songs, say a yap and that. But aye, it was all right, Ken. Then the second half, she just let folk up and karaoke. So folk were doing the karaoke. Some folk better than others. There was a couple got up and they were singing Sonny and Cher and they started arguing.
That's right.
That's you, no, you're not in here. I started and the wife, he says, "That's the first time I've seen folk arguing at a karaoke." And so it was pretty funny. Like the second half was pretty funny. She was tucking the piss out my fucking Fu Manchu. So
what was your stance on that?
Usual porn star shit again.
Boring. Heard it
a few times. Like, aye. So
start saying it was a handlebar moustache.
Handlebar.
Did you correct her?
It's a Fu Manchu.
Aye. Do your research.
Aye.
Before you start talking about piss, aye, again, you're speaking about love.
Food was really good though.
Aye, good grub, like
beef and fucking massive says. Yorkie pudding.
Oh, did you hear the full Christmas fall after?
Aye. And sticky toffee after. It was fine and so
you did three raw puddings, did you make?
And turkey.
Turkey. You're a fucking bender. Only bender say turkey. So has beef in a go.
Choking on it. If I try to swallow a bit of turkey, you're like,
This wasn't dry. It didn't look dry.
That was fucking lovely.
This cunt fucking is a cheek to slag me for a lager tops, right? Because I just put a wee scoosh of lemonade in the top of my pint. And he turns up and the TSB for just a few settlers, Ken. And he's a shandy, to start with. A shandy.
I never ordered it.
You asked for it?
I mixed up.
So,
taking care of yourself.
I had a shandy for a start, they went straight pints.
Straight pints.
And I didn't buy in tops that night.
I was in the drams. I was in the tops that night. So, I was Saturday. Ken, I was shed on Sunday. Fresh a daisy. I couldn't believe it.
Nice.
I was like, that's the first time ever for me. I think it's because I had a few on the Friday at poker, or about maybe 7 or 8 pints.
A few.
So my body's adjusted.
You're sounding like Mike now.
Just a few.
I'll visit in hospital.
Beating Mike to the grave.
Deadpool's going to take on a new thing in 2024.
Have you heard a new thing about Deadpool?
I did hear.
The wild card. So it's kind of your usual, is it politician?
Sports, music,
entertainment, and movie stars. And now we're having a wild card, so you can pick on anybody you like. And I was saying, I Bugsy Mike for next year. Big points at
massive fucking huge. That's a 60. That's a 50-odd point.
50-odd point.
58 or 57. Just depends where I go.
So if anybody does a kind of a deed pool, is you pick somebody that's gonna die. So every new year, when we pump it into group chat, you pick somebody for you think's gonna die that year, and you get the points for
up to 100.
Up that, so you subtract their age off 100, and that's your points. Like,
because I didn't came the first year, and I picked Kirk Douglas. Or
you got 1 point.
No, -3. You died 103.
-3.
Only me.
I had a great start this year. I picked Viale.
Viale early doors. Who got
points for that?
Flyer in January, I think it was even.
Shocking.
You're second though on the table.
I picked somebody else, and somebody else come in for me.
And somebody, I think. You know, where Paul's putting Craig Brown, and he also got Matthew Perry.
Matthew Perry.
That's an unbelievable.
That's a great show.
That's because that's not somebody that's it was terminal or anything. No. He's just an addict, wasn't he?
just kind of swim.
Just sloped off in the bath.
Right.
What dumb.
I used to love Friends. Carry on.
Shucking hell. Turkey or beef, and you loved Friends.
Jesus.
Shandies.
I'm wondering.
You sure you had a heart attack? Was that fucking brain hemorrhage?
I'm wondering if we can be friends, Mike.
I'll be here for you.
Oh dear.
So Sunday you were fine.
Yeah, I was fine. So I just watched a lot of football and sport, and caught up in some domestic shit. And then that was it. Like
Packers on Sunday night.
Well, they were on at 1 in the morning. All right. But what a result. Beat Chiefs.
Some result for the Niners, and
they beat Eagles.
They were fucking 9-1.
So we are right back into 6-6. 6-6. So we are drawn by the Vikings. We've still haven't played, but our run in's pretty good. Like, there are winnable games. It's not like we've got Eagles and fucking kind of the top teams.
Vikings,
like,
Bears.
The Bucks, Panthers.
You've got a decent run in.
I've got a decent run in. Like, so
Love is in form.
I think we'll make it.
Love's in fire again.
He was really good. I think he's three Hall of Famers in a row. We could hear. It's too early.
Get that shit.
Snip it.
American, we get excited. Americans are worse than British folk.
Yeah.
Because they're all saying, he's going to
Hall of Fame. He's MVP.
Aye, they're speaking of MVP.
He's MVP. Whoa. Fucking just halfway through season.
Mm-hmm. So I was delighted with that. When I woke up in the morning, the first thing I did is check.
Teletext.
Fucking teletext. I was buzzing about that. That was my weekend. Nothing much.
Shed?
Yeah. Similar vein. At the Cove Rangers, Christmas launch on Friday lunchtime.
Good day out.
Cracking.
Was it aye?
Cracking. Mark Cliff, superb.
Spickers.
Merson, Paul Merson, fantastic.
Was he aye?
He just got up. He had a wee joke to start with, and then he just rifled through his whole career.
Fitba stories,
just about, mainly about him.
Aye, not about
Abdi else. Said probably George Graham's his best manager. Fucking Bergkamp's the best player he's played with.
Portsmouth, the best team he's played for.
Best glad of stuff.
Portsmouth's his favourite team he's played
for. Other stuff you waited to hear.
It was really good. Really good. Couple good stories about Ken out with Fitba and I think he's real. So good crack. Then Tom Cowan.
Always good value.
He could still be spigging yet, honestly. What a laugh.
He is funny.
He'd caveat, we're just here to have a bit of fun, man. Nothing too serious. Yeah. And then he'd rifle off a close to a boner.
Did he do the old phones away? Phones come out, it's a tenner.
Aye, yeah. It was good crack talking. And he's excellent value for money, Tom. And good, food and nothing, Mark Cliff. Superb. Salmon tureen and turkey, trimmings and then a stick.
Turkey? Sorry.
Well, it was either option, either that, or going for a fucking vegetarian option, Michael. And if that leaked out, that's fully washed. And choosing turkey or beef. But aye. Anyway, I'm Arcliffe Superb.
There's a pudding, sorry, I haven't interrupted you.
Sticky toffee. Superb. Good day. Guess I enjoyed it.
Wonder how much you get Mersing up for fucking. Because he must be flying back, because he's usually
flew,
on. He flew back.
He flew up in the morning and he had to leave at 5:30. Tom Cameron was still yapping. To leave at 5:30 to catch his flight to get back down to London for a.
Because I think Sky somebody Sports. Works at Ray Parlour again and left before the night was finished, and he was something like
4.5-5 grand.
Mayor not.
Oh, no, I think it was
15 grand. Aye.
Aye. Hell.
Big time.
Fuck it. Yes, we can get 10 grand. Aye. Coming up, yapping about your. And away you go. And away him again.
Aye. And they're adding it, aren't they?
Aye, they're adding it. But he's probably one of the best teams I've seen for a while.
Aye.
Few ex Dons players there as well, Jim Leighton, Joey Harper, Jim Anderson. Oof.
Nah, you look.
Tom Cowan's funny as fuck.
Right into him.
Just walking about, he's saying his stories, and he obviously clocks him. Oh, you bastard, father fuck. Oh, Jim, you're looking good. So, shite like that. Joey Harper, Russell Anderson. Who else was there? Drew Jarvie.
Right.
So, a good few boys. And, Merson had a couple of signatures on his tops he was flogging, so Cove must have made a stonking bit of money.
Right.
Stonking bit of money that day, like, so it was good. And then poker at night, finished 7th. Yeah, bad game, quite enjoyed the game Friday night, so it was good.
Was you ailed? You were some ailed before you got here? Or was you sober?
No, I was driving, I was looking after guests, like, so I was marking sure they were fine and full.
Aye.
Poker, no game on Saturday, obviously, for the refereeing, so they were cancelled. Out to Rustic at night, good meal. I had beef, man's
like a real man.
Got plenty of ale doing this. It was good. Mm-hmm. Sunday, fresh as daisies. Sunday, like mass.
Out for a walk.
Doing the shop. So I collected bairns for mothers. Watch the sport. I afternoon. Blood donors as well.
Oof. Are you allowed to hear Skype?
I was wondering, because Katie says, well, Katie usually goes to that sound bath with Lisa at night, and then she said that Lisa was not gone because she was giving blood.
Aye.
And I was like, she ever had a fair Skype? Can you do that?
Aye, pumps it real quick.
Aye, never bother.
Never bother.
Oh, well.
That's fine. As long as your iron counts are right for you.
Aye.
Your little. Test if and you go and you get a prick in the finger, make sure your iron levels is fine, and you blood was just pumps out quite quick only while just was streaming.
You feel weird or anything after it?
Like he did it?
You know, I've never felt like he did. Some folk faint and that from their air, but after you give blood, you've obviously sat for a minute and you get a drink of juice sitting on your bed, and then once you finish that and you feel all right, you're all free to go grab a biscuit and while you it's fine. And then shooting to offer supper on Friday, Sunday, Red Zone. Good.
Fine weekend.
Weekend of food, it was great.
Good stuff.
Fine.
Tell you're back on the bike.
Eh?
Tell you're back on the bike.
I've been on the rollers.
Have you?
I was rollers Monday, Wednesday, Saturday.
Aye, hello.
So.
Good stuff.
Aye.
Be me way ahead.
Roll on 2024.
Good
stuff.
Michael.
Ach, not much. Works night out on Friday night, so came about 10:30 on Saturday.
Where'd you end up?
I end up crashing at a boys' room in Meldrum House on Saturday night.
So it was a good day then?
It was good.
I was
supposed to be coming home. Like,
never made it?
Good lad.
It was a lame piss to you.
No, she was fine. I've phoned her. I was just trying to get a lift. Again, even my pals offered to give my lift to him. So when I texted and phoned him, he completely blanked me. Hey, Parker.
Nah, I'm all joking. Is that acceptable? I'll get her on him, and then the text, you still up for gears on him? And dive in reply.
Radio silence.
I forgot your text.
He's still needing a lift, and I just sent a picture, and I was walking being Meldrum House Road, and goes, aye.
All I say in that matter is long memory.
Nah, it was late on, I think. I tried to get hold of him, like, but.
There's no point.
No, really good night. Fine food was all right. Drink was good.
Half free?
No. We had a drink, bought a drinks package on a Thursday, mm-hmm. and it lasted a night.
Did it?
I don't know. Well, forward table was, everybody's going up to bar and mingling and buying drinks at a bar. Table was still full of drink.
Okay.
So I was just going back and doing a shed.
Clever.
And getting out of the beer.
Right.
So
then, it's common sense, is it?
Saturday, home, fell asleep on the sofa for a few hours.
Tired.
I was a wee bit tired. got up and been doing the TSB and straight back on it. You guys had a few beeries.
No, you wasn't straight back on it.
Oh, sorry, it was a shandy first.
Shandy, yeah.
One shandy, then on a couple of pints, then the gin and tonics. So. Good food.
Aye.
Yep. Turkey, and I had a trio of puddings. Really, really nice. Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking that's just a bite, was it?
Aye.
Did you see your sticky toffee pudding? You seen his face drop?
Aye.
No.
Aye, you did.
Nah.
What did you hear?
Aye, trio thing.
Aye, it was
like a chocolate moussey thing. Then there was like a cheesecake, and then a meringue thing.
I didn't really notice because I was knee deep in a sticky toffee.
It's got to be sticky toffee. If that's on a menu, it's a non-negotiable, isn't it?
Right. Only if it's a really nice cheesecake with a...
They hate a massive thicking.
Aye. Creamy can. Nah, baked heens, that fucking...
Nah, chocolate heen.
Nah.
Nah, not chocolate cheesecakes.
Too it's got to be white, is it?
Aye. If it's chocolate, it's got to be white chocolate.
Aye.
And raspberry.
Now then, it was... Bobby Dazzler, she was good. She was went round and ripping Abdi at a new arsehole. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
Then, obviously, teen Abdi up. Abdi Dina Conga around the fucking place and... Wife killing a few songs and karaoke, like.
Glad you said it.
Tell you, was that boy quite good? The boy with the beard.
I got a
Cook, is it?
I got a Cook.
Guy. Did Elvis.
Elvis.
Did
he Elvis.
That was really good. Looked.
And is it Lucy? Kenna Marie Boyer, and Toya's daughter.
Oh, she did Vanilla Ice.
She did Vanilla Ice. That was good, really, really good. And all like so.
Good,
and Elaine done the Commodores. Killed it.
Oh, I
once.
Why not, Richie?
Twice. Three times, lady, I love you.
What
first, a song.
First thing in the morning, text. I'm going to get a suit my head. One guess. Give you that.
No, so then Sunday, we were supposed to go to Peter Heed and see Dog, but the boy was there, so never got to see her, so just end up.
Again?
Aye.
Is this boy really here? If you give him money,
he's doing his money. He's
just I've been at his house. I've been in, and I've been with the dogs, and then he was at his girlfriend's house or something.
Grand
like that.
Past Bennett's again for a fly.
No, never went to it. Peter Heed's just sat him, watched a film, watched the Batman for last year.
Aye,
Boy Patterson.
Shite.
It's actually all right. It's all right. Wasn't it the best? And Equalizer 3. Watched Equalizer.
Oh, that's good. I've heard it's good.
That's for boy, big boy,
Denzel.
Denzel
Washington.
Oh no, I'm thinking
second in he kills Abdi in B&Q.
Aye.
What's the first in?
The first in kills Abdi in
B&Q. Second in.
Second in he mind he gets double
actual crossed.
Actual
B&Q. Well,
American B&Q.
American
Target.
Target.
Then he second in he gets double crossed, man.
That's right.
Obviously.
Then the third in is the Naples Mafia now.
That's right. Aye. Did he take all them out?
Well, sorts him out.
I do like a film for Ken. Folk are taking liberties, but they didn't care how hard the guy is.
Exactly.
That's equalizer.
Have you ever seen that in his boy Reacher for his...
Oh, Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher. The boy's getting bullied in his prison. He says, give me those glasses. And then he jumps off of bed and goes, get out. I'll give you 3 seconds to get the fuck out of here. And he's like, fuck, you speaking to him? And then he sticks a heed in him.
The best thing he equalizes in the first scene when he looks at his watch and he wreckies the whole place. He just starts it. 11 seconds later, he's annihilated Abdi.
Stops his stopwatch. He's like, oh, 1 second.
How ace would it be being that hard? He's just getting us a right in a pub and you just clear Abdi out.
Just clean hoose. Said, do you hear your pint again?
Cigar style.
Steven Seagal, he was hard.
Fuck, he was running at him and he just used their. Then that chip is real, is it?
Aikido, innit?
Aikido, but it's fake, is it?
Tino do.
We listen a lot at Chuck Norris kind of things this
week. Oh, yeah. Chuck Norris's tears cure cancer, but Chuck Norris never cries.
Oh, I see now. It was mine. Like, when Chuck Norris was 18, he left the house and he told his dad, you're the man of the house now.
Some bellies.
Chuck Norris does not do press ups, he pushes the ground down.
There's heaps of goodies. Oh, fucking millions of them. So it was a good weekend. Good weekend. Obviously festive period coming up, so busy weekends ahead. FIPA was cancelled, a lot of the Highland League at the weekend. Tara was obviously postponed.
Was there any Highland League
one game? There was the Banks of Dee against Strathspey.
It was
4-1 at Banks of Dee. All weather pitch, so you can that's what all weather pitch is supposed to do. Unlike
Livy was Livy. Fucking unbelievable.
Well, hopefully the games will be on go this weekend because there's obviously a big match on Saturday up in Inverurie.
Locos Tara.
Should be a big crowd here, I think. Up and see that. Fingers crossed it's on.
Been hearing some good things about a new manager, like, so. So I think all the players are on board and liking what he's doing. I've heard.
Bit of strange this week, but obviously Hale has left Huntly.
Marty's gone to Elgin, is
what, Elgin, I think?
Gone to Elgin, aye.
That's the rumour circulating anyway.
I think he is.
Oh, is it official?
Oh, I think it is official.
Okay, it's official he's left.
Aye.
Huntly. But if it's a deal with us resigning and then getting another job, is there any point in having a contract?
Exactly,
But surely Huntly will get compensated. Because you don't hate to accept a resignation, do you?
No.
It's like if you resign for your job at your work.
Aye.
You still have to have a termination period, do you know?
No, you still have, if you've got signed up to a month's leave or a month's notice or 3 months notice or a year's notice, can you still still honour it or you can you can get
like if you resign and the club accepts your resignation, then that's them it's tearing up your contract, isn't it? If they accept it.
But if they say no, fit your
reasoning.
Well, fit your
You could say we'll accept your resignation, but you're not allowed to go to another club.
You should have that written in. So
a stipulation.
Like you've got to give me a 3 months notice. So you have to work your notice, basically.
Yeah.
So if only a club had their salt, they'd say, well, it's a year's notice.
Aye.
6 month notice.
Aye.
And then that fucks a boy
for a year.
Unless they accept your resignation.
But you wouldn't want a manager here for 6 months that doesn't want to be there, would you?
No, but you can put him on garden leave.
Yes.
Get somebody else in, but you still have to pay
him.
Then you have to pay him,
then you're paying two managers.
Correct. So it's probably rocking
it's complicated, is it, Ken? It's like his contracts now can be quite.
Because that's why Potter, when I talk a job, until he's 5 years for Chelsea's up.
Aye.
Because he's on millions.
Exactly. Aye. So Chelsea are paying two managers, aren't they?
Aye.
That's nuts, is it?
Mm-hmm. But I think Huntley's got a new manager in already, have they? Yeah, Charlesworth.
Oh, is he doing a job?
No, it's temporary. So I work with Xander. Xander's in the coaching staff. So they're just temporary, aren't they?
Interim.
I thought it was announced today they got a job.
Well, unless that's changed.
Well, maybe, yeah, I can. Collinsworth's a player.
Cool.
His father was a manager, isn't it? And Lossie, isn't it?
Aye. Charlesworth.
Aye. So it's his son. Is it Colin?
Aye.
So you're saying he's accepted a job?
I'm sure I read something today that Collins Charlesworth doing the job at Huntley.
So. Well, he is now.
It's a two bomb pod. It's a two bomb pod fact.
It's just exclusive.
Like Marcy saying that somebody for Tara was dead this weekend, wasn't it?
That's right.
Speaking about dying, Aberdeen. Jesus. Did you watch a game on Sunday, Dunk?
I did, aye.
Opinions?
Well, my opinion is it's the best to play that season, but they lost again.
Okay.
They can't keep a clean sheet. So they can't keep a clean sheet, then they get win on the games.
I watched the game as well. Well, I watched the first half because I have a blood runners after that. But first half, I thought Aberdeen played really well. Got stung with a long bar over the top, which is unforgivable in my book.
A professional level.
I don't understand what he's doing, right? Use the defenders, I'm there, I'm going to pretend I can. But because I've watched every game and I've been to every game, that's five times this season. He charges 30 yards for far the line
need,
is.
He doesn't need to do that.
And either yellow card, red card, or costs a goal. He's cost three goals for charging under the bar. I don't understand it myself
because I'm watching that thinking, you can't be offside for a goal kick. And you're standing watching it, just fucking line it up and
hit
it.
Because if he's in line with the other two, he heeds it away. Simple. So that can fit his
doing. He's way in front of him.
But the amount of times in a game he does it.
Because there's a perfect camera angle. The back four, you see it.
Aye.
Left back, right back, and the right centre half.
Aye.
On line.
Mm-hmm.
and then he's miles
just charging up.
I think if it makes him, breaks him at times. If it makes him, he's aggressive. Hyper-aggressive, which is good in a but defender, I think. But sometimes he needs to channel it. And he needs to keep in front to go and front and bide. Yep. Now he's quite young, isn't he?
23 years old.
I couldn't understand why he was gone because he's seen the flight of the flight ball.
Sometimes a defender, he just want to win on. I'm just going to go and win it.
But the area, the area went in, he was never going to win
it. And you knew that Robson's not an excuse because in his interview he goes, the goalkeeper got more of a ping on it than he thought. That's the biggest excuse he ever heard. He's obviously hammered him in the dressing room.
Well, he did say in one of the interviews he should have done better.
He's travelled 70 yards, for fuck's sake. But I was they did carve out another chance not long after that for the should have scored. But Aberdeen gone forward. I mean, Miowski missed an open.
I'm laughing at the socials.
He's getting hung, drawn, and quartered in the socials. You're thinking he's carrying the team. He's an off day.
But every striker has that kind of day. You're more worried if he's not getting chances.
See if he didn't have a kick all game, you'd say, ooh.
That's me or worrying.
There's a Dons fan, I thought Robson's BBC interview was a disgrace, just because I'm like, obviously in the Barry camp, to sit here and go, people will see we're a good team. Barry, we're into December. Like, how can you be trotting out saying, people will see Aberdeen Football Club's a good team? We're in December.
13 points after 13 games.
I thought his worst comment was, we've been amazing in Europe. In some of the games we've been amazing. Isn't it one game?
I know.
So I don't think they've been amazing. Can't pull
the wool or fucking folks.
I don't think that group that ends that strong. I don't think Helsinki's that great a team. No, Frankfurt's a good team.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never
Pauk's top of the league.
Okay, yeah. Are they top of the Greek league?
Top of the at league.
But no, I was just starting just saying, well, sure, a good time. We're into December. Come on.
Is that a case of because he's got into Europe and he's now in a cup final and he's kind of?
I think it's just a pass because the cup final. He's got a pass until the cup final, but once that's out the road,
aye.
Well, I still stand by December. We've got 5 home games now, so he needs to win them.
I think Aberdeen's got 12 games in December.
Aye.
I've seen somebody posted games through the festive football has begun and put through a list, and every day in December, English Premier League playing and Scottish League. It's just every day it's bang.
So there's no excuses because 7 of them are rested for Europe. And they're all back in on Sunday, so no excuses.
Some of the players who played in Europe played all right.
But it was not a lacklustre performance.
It was sharp. The performance was sharp, but
there was a 15-minute spell in the second half where they were absolutely battering Hibs. Say, Marshall got man of the match, but would I rather play shit and win a game 1-0?
Well, that's what you did in the semis.
Yeah.
Against Hibs. Hibs
played better in the semis. Exactly.
But Aberdeen won.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was going to prefer to win.
Aye.
Yeah. And it's not a good concoction for your missing chances and leaking goals.
Mm-hmm.
That's the...
Rubisic is suspended tomorrow, so McDonald will be back in, and I've been screaming for him to come back in for a while now, because he played well in Europe.
Play tomorrow?
Killy. And like you say, Killian have won a white game away that season.
Aye.
So, that's another...
If anybody play like they did on Sunday, they'll beat Killian.
They should.
But McDonald scored a good goal last week against Helsinki, like...
But he's a talker and he's a cool head at the back, and I think that's for Aberdeen on Eden.
Aye. Do you think they have 5 at the back just to kind of cover Ruby?
Well, he played right side centre back in Europe, didn't he? And he fucking got destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Right,
there's a few times, as you mentioned, the day I was trying to come in and leaving a gap behind him.
Just get in the bar.
Aye.
Shouldn't have to play with our boys to babysit.
No.
Folk.
The league's been a shocker, though.
Aye?
They're 3 points off the bottom, Ken. That's a shocker.
We've got 5 home games.
Games 10 points off a third as well.
It's a worst. Is it a worst that's start?
Are you saying that as a good thing?
No, I'm saying it's 10 points off a third. I'm not saying it's
mad how I think it's mirroring exactly what happened last season.
Mm-hmm.
As in, McDonald's nae played last season because of injury, right, or nae for whatever reason. He potentially might come in to try and shore a defence up. Obviously, Stewart was made captain, but Ruby's made mere mistakes than what Stewart made.
Aye.
Stewart was hounded out. And I just think that he's hung his hat on potentially maybe Ruby, or it looks like that, and if he's going to keep playing him for, he's going to keep costing goals, because Ruby was at fault for a second goal, so it was his man. So for me, it might be interesting to see if he suspended tomorrow.
I'm not making excuses, but I think being out of Europe will help Aberdeen greatly.
Well, it's looking that way, but...
Well, that's his saving grace this new, because I think not every section of the support, but a lot of the, there's a section of the support giving him a pass because of the European thing.
But there's a strong amount now.
Aye, there's.
Are done with
him. Aye.
Well,
Well, you say they're done with him, but if he starts winning, they'll be back on board. Football fans are fickle. Like.
Mm-hmm. But he's got five home games, I think, and they are against, in inverted commas, a lesser team, so he needs to win out of them.
In his European games, you just play Young Irons.
I think he needs to win him, but he certainly needs
to win.
One game left. Statistics tell you, you want to win him.
No. But if he wins three and draws in and loses in, then can you...
apart from Rangers and Celtic, far consistently wins.
That's what I was saying, because I was thinking about when you're buying, are the clubs in Scotland with the old firm are buying players for 100 grand to 400 grand, you're not going to get players, I think, that can consistently string 10 games in a row.
No.
I think
because if it did, they wouldn't be playing at that level.
Is that and as the you never keep a consistent team? I think that's a bit the biggest thing. Because, like you say, everybody needs to shift 12 players every season or whatever. So when you're doing that, you never create a big, massive team spirit bond because you're shifting boys you every season.
Yeah.
That's why you'll never get consistency.
Yeah, and that's going to be why it's talking them to December. To get
and that's why every team in the league is the same for they go through their patch, for they go five losses in a row. Or, but 13 points, 13 games.
I don't think it's impossible, though. I don't think it's impossible for a team like Aberdeen to be consistent in the league. McInnes was quite... near the end of his tenure, but... Most of his tenure was quite consistent. He won a lot more than he lost, Ken.
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Since he's left, they've struggled in the league.
Aye.
Ken, really struggled.
Yep.
And that's a worst record, is it? Robson's record this season, is it?
Aye.
After 13 games.
Worse than Goodwin, worse than Glass.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
And they were hounded it.
He's got him to a cup final.
Aye.
And he's had Europe to contend with as well.
He's kind of put him in Europe because obviously they're in a bad place when he came in board.
I still think there's something about... Robson, actually.
I'm still in the Robson camp, but I'm just getting
stick by him actually.
So
because I think give him time, I think he'll be there because Goodwin was tried and tested elsewhere as well.
I'm getting I'm getting narked by the interview now though. But again, it's he's not allowed to say if it, he probably really hinks.
Because I'm sure he would tell
I think
a
he's not allowed. I think he picks he never throw players under the bus. Well, look at his St Johnstone manager. He decided to be truthful.
Aye.
I think he would say in the dressing room, he said in an interview and he was sacked.
In the road.
So I suppose that is a bias. Maybe you're nailed out of it, but it's not a good look when you start throwing the players under the bus. I think that's when it's your time's up.
Mm-hmm. Yep. St Johnstone seemed a bit stronger. Watched them on Sunday,
scoring a few goals and won a couple of games, haven't they?
Levine.
Played all right against Celtic. Obviously, Celtic did scored last
minute, but they hitting half a line, and then Celtic went up and scored.
Tell you, that was a good goal.
Set of goals were worldies. Like, I thought they were going to get a result.
Moving up.
Unstable.
Aye, so Aberdeen, St Johnstone, Rangers. What was the Rangers score at the weekend?
2-0.
2-0.
Seema got a double against St Mirren.
Oh, aye.
Cantwell actually came back and played pretty well.
Did he?
Aye, so he's seen his medicine after getting hooked in Europe after 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
But I think that's a good sign for the manager. Sends you a big message to the players. If you're not doing what I tell you, or you're not putting it in, I'll tuck you off. I don't care what minute it is. Mourinho kind of stuff, is it?
Mm-hmm.
Used to do that sort of stuff all the time.
Bad improvement, was it, since the European game? European game, when they're not great with it?
Really poor.
Aye.
Really poor. It's as bad as I've seen him with Clement. Like, it's more like a Beale team.
Aye.
But fucked up in ways.
Rangers can go through to it, will they? Think in Europe?
Well, tough new, like, because I think they'll probably hit to beat Betis new, like.
Away from him.
Aye, but Limassol's got Prague and Cyprus.
Uh-huh.
Okay. They beat us there and managed to get a draw, so they're not just mugs, like.
No.
They weren't a great team, though.
They're bad,
aren't they? Rangers played really poor. That's the worst team in the group. Team 4 points off a Rangers, Ken.
Aye.
If they'd even just won one of them, they were through, sailing through.
And Celtic's out of Europe.
Aye, out of Europe altogether. But Rangers are in, doesn't matter if it. They'll drop into Conference
League.
What a load of shite.
Yeah. It's terrible, is it? Like. It's a fucking keeper.
Celtic are pathetic in Europe.
It's embarrassing.
Oh, aye, really bad, aye.
It's embarrassing.
But I just didn't see how Scottish teams kind of compete anywhere in the Champions League. It's just impossible. They're miles off it.
Is it because the likes of Celtic and Rangers, Celtic, for example, are they spending money? The Kane, they can get a while with they spending the money and start picking a while league domestically.
I heard somebody say the other day, though, that they do spend money, which is true. But they've probably, again, there's teams have spent a fortune in European leagues to do well and still do nothing in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So then you're almost putting yourself maybe a loss by better players to like still Deanahan.
Mm-hmm.
And they've decided, like, as they're saying clearly, they just want to win a league in Scotland.
I cannot. But as lesser teams in Celtic get through group stages.
Like?
Well, Copenhagen might get through in their group stage.
Nah, they were lucky at him on United in their group stage.
I mean, you can't. it doesn't matter. As lesser teams in Celtic get.
I think if he sees, like, without knowing off the top of his, I bet if he.
But they didn't even come close.
No, I know. No,
they have been poor. But if you look at a group, Lazio would outspend them probably 2-1. Athletico, obviously, maybe fucking 5-1. They would outspend them.
Athletico. Lazio, I'm not so sure. Can you see the standard of player? It's lighting up in Italy. Can here's. No offence to both lad Ferguson. He's in a cracking move, but he's been touted to be going to AC Milan.
Mm-hmm.
Juventus?
Aye. What's the other team again?
Is that
Atletico, Lazio, and...
Is that why...
What's the other team again, Mike? Feyenoord.
Feyenoord.
Dutch teams, you should compete. I can't ask, when you see that group, they should be doing better, actually.
Yep, I agree.
But we did see that, the money generated in the Dutch leagues, three times that we were getting, four times.
Aye. I mind looking, though, when Ajax played Rangers off the park at the Champions League.
And Rangers, the
Rangers had a bigger wage bill than Ajax.
Aye.
So, maybe
I think there's maybe a false conception about the Dutch league, about
there's no money.
The players they buy in. I don't think they buy in top players, but they sell them on for big fees.
Mm-hmm.
They develop them.
Dutch league. Their academies not are miles ahead of Scotland.
Exactly.
Ajax is probably one of the best.
But they're not spending 20, 30 million buying players in, are they?
Aye. Ajax are anyway, because did they sign Bassey for Rangers? That was 20 odd million.
18 million.
Was
it?
He was never an £18 million player, so is he?
Probably not, no.
Sounds like a Tadic, nothing for Southampton and players like that.
Maybe.
Pumping them on. But
Celtic probably should be competing with Feyenoord, like.
Celtic and Feyenoord were in, like Rangers played PSV and that. But if Celtic and Feyenoord were in the Europa League, you'd think Celtic should really give him a game.
Aye.
Never need it.
Rodgers is not just Kenny's been well domestically with Celtic, but he's not got that much experience in Europe, even when he was in England.
Liverpool.
Did he? I think he did much for them, did he?
Is he much of a manager?
For nearly win a league.
Is he much of a manager? Joking aside, I'm asking this question new because I think he's made Celtic worse.
They're worse than they were with Angie, isn't it? Question. Worse? They are. Miles worse. You think so?
I know, definitely. They're definitely worse. It's the first time I've heard him be in an interview for he's actually been annoyed.
He lost the plot on Sunday.
Was he not happy with St. Johnstone again?
Aye.
He said...
folk are just happy to play for Celtic and that's not good enough.
All right. Fucking hell.
There'll be changes.
He said, I think it'll be a rake of players out of there.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
They're racist, but they've got far too much different kind of nationalities. You think there'd be some sort of kind of...
A core.
I
think you do need a core. A British core through it.
Normally when the chips are doing, it's always McGregor it comes up.
There's not enough of that.
Aye. And then boy O'Reilly, I could see him going on somewhere because he's a good player.
He's decent.
Like him.
Mm-hmm. He's good, aye. So... But Kyle going at seems to maybe not be on his can.
It's maybe not his type of style.
I think a lot of these players, like, they get tired of Scottish football quick. Like, so Kent, when he first came to Rangers, he was fucking electric. Morelos, brilliant. And then Rangers kept under them and they just nosedived. I think they just get fed up.
Well, if you're playing the same fucking teams 4 or 5 times a year,
boring, isn't it? Having trot out every week, think Ken and you get a win.
Aye.
Ken, apart from the old farm games or maybe the. Old game here and there, what Hearts, what Aberdeen, what Hibs or something.
Definitely Aberdeen.
Celtic try hard against Aberdeen.
Celtic raised their game against the Dons.
If I get one more text for Slipper saying, oh look, Motherwell's getting a draw, St Johnson's getting a draw out, I'm at my wit's end back. Fuck Aberdeen.
Celtic raised their game against the Dons. Just like the Dons raised their game against Rangers. Any question about it?
Yeah. That is a good point. I did think about it. Celtic are a better team than Rangers, so that's probably why they've done better against Rangers than they have against Celtic.
That's a fair point, aye.
Because Celtic's a better team than Rangers.
Currently.
They have been.
Aye.
Traditionally they have been.
Aye. That's why they do better against Rangers than they do against Celtic.
Yeah. Yep. All right, before we move on to Premier League, I want to quickly mention, obviously, the Euro draw. on Saturday.
Aye.
Yep.
Yeah. Happy?
Yes.
Happy as a Scotland fan.
Oh, right.
It's not for you, Shed.
I'll set out a section. Crack on, boys.
Might be involved in the big games. Opening game. Brilliant.
Aye, yeah. That's huge. Like, aye. I think, well, us being there, I'll be quite emotional.
Aye. Opening game. Oh, definitely.
Can I watched some clips of France 98 and just the opening game, Henry coming out. Aye. And then the Brazilian team side aye. By side.
Aye, the legends.
I was like, I was almost choking up a bit. And thinking, we're a Wattadilla again. Aye. Ken.
I have had a few messages, one specifically for Lee Milne saying we should be banned for the Euros if they're miscarrying Scotland.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you too?
Yeah.
I've been Germany, Switzerland, Hungary.
Yeah.
Good enough draw. Germany, you would think. Weakest to pot one?
Well, I think Germany is probably the best team we could have got. The only thing is they're hosts.
Aye.
And I think on anybody you a pot one was going to be a tall order. They are probably the weakest. They are.
The results.
They're officially the weakest team. They're a 16th ranked team in the world, Ken.
Are they?
Aye. So,
but they've a home draw.
Aye.
First game.
Yeah. Aye, absolutely. But it's also Scotland's first game, isn't it?
Aye.
It's one of them. It's like... Cup final, 50-50, kid. Cup
this
final.
What?
Nagelsmann's not had a good year.
No.
And his contract runs out pre-Euros.
Does it?
So, is he going to get a new contract? Is he going to get a new manager?
Better folks.
There's rumour of Rudi Völler.
Aye.
He could still get a game from probably.
See, he's been out of the game for a long time.
A long, long time, aye.
So, that would be good, I think.
Aye.
First Germany superstars, like Sané, is it?
Sané.
That's what you think of.
Gnabry.
Müller still playing, is
Müller still hanging about
152 now. Yeah. Again.
I've got no bad team. They have got.
I could tell you their starting lineup. I couldn't tell you.
They've got the young boy who plays for Bayern. The boy, it's unbelievable. It's English, but
Musiala.
He has allegiances to Germany. He's fucking a superstar.
First he play.
He's like a.
It's a kind of winger.
A winger, unbelievable player.
Aye.
And then you.
They do though. Some good players, but
the boy up top's the boy who plays for Dortmund. I think.
Is it?
Aye. So. They're not as strong as
fit. Shady Ibaka, I think. That's big lad. He's worth a ricket.
Rudiger, and they've still got a boy.
Der Stegen in goals.
Is he still a goalie, is he?
He's another one. He's a player, right? Well, no, is it? Is it the.
Oh, it's Trapp, is it?
Munich.
Kevin Trapp.
Trapp and Neuer, like.
Manuel Neuer.
No, he's. Well, is he 49 or something?
No, he's still playing. It's by the Bayern team.
No, I think Trapp was in goals the majority of the last few games, I think.
Neuer's been injured for a year.
Is he?
He's back.
All right.
You'd take a draw, would you?
Aye.
Open a game, draw. That would set us up.
Nicely.
Because Euro 96, man, we got a draw for Holland in the first game, 0-0.
Aye.
Had a few off the line and stuff.
We definitely need a point or something, because we're going to be there for 10 days.
But if you look at Euro 96, we had England, Holland, Switzerland.
Switzerland, aye.
This is not as tough a group.
No.
Germany, aye, okay, but not as strong as they were.
Second game.
Hungary, Ken Faz, fucking. I was looking through Hungary's.
Oh, I know the one player.
Hungary's team is only the guy was the boy Liverpool. I can't even pronounce his name.
Szoboszlai.
Szoboszlai. He's a good player, I think, is he?
Yep.
But apart from him.
The striker, I think, plays out of Japan. And
And that group that got out, okay, in Bulgaria is pish nowadays. Montenegro, Lithuania, and Serbia.
I think they drew against a lot of their games, and
that group, Ken. It's Switzerland again.
I couldn't see.
Xhaka.
Ken, whoa, boys. First Scotland star player.
We've got Robertson, McTominay, Man United, Liverpool.
I'm sure if you run through the Swiss team, they've got a few players as well playing at high level. At
I know. Aye. But Ken, we're just looking at the teams that we're playing against. I'm not speaking about Scotland.
No.
I'm just thinking about the teams we're playing against. I'm not saying they're shite. I'm just saying that we've got a chance.
Yeah.
Well, we just need to finish third, a good third, and
pitch
our
percentage.
Can get through. I think it's 60. I'm going 50-50.
Fit four.
For getting through.
I have a 60% chance of going through.
Aye. Aye. I would not argue too hard against that. Like.
I think they'll finish bottom of the group.
Aye.
That doesn't surprise me.
No, I'm just saying. I just think folk.
I think they'll get through being third in the group.
I think we'll finish second.
Second in the group.
I think we will. I think we're just as good as Switzerland. I think we're better than Hungary, and okay, Germany are better than us.
Right.
We're not arguing about.
Thanks for
I think
top scorer.
We could finish second.
It's a Swiss score there. Like, so you've got in Char. Centre, and then you've also got Akanji.
Centre back for Newcastle.
Akanji's Swiss.
Akanji's Swiss.
He's a top player. So they've got two good centre backs.
Then Xhaka. You've also got in Shaqiri.
He's about 94.
He's about 40-steen and a.
And you've got Akador plays for AC Milan, but he's currently injured. So then you've got the boy for Burnley. Abu Dooney. We've got in Jacob Brown.
Adams.
No, but it's gonna be good, is it?
Yeah, we're all sorted.
So I was saying I look at Switzerland got through pot four team. They got through Belarus, Israel, Andorra, Romania, and Kosovo. Okay? That's the I reckon we had a tougher group than both of them. First there, Spain. Okay?
Norway.
First, Norway. I think we got through a tougher group and almost topped it. And it was better than Hungary and Switzerland.
Do you think there's a...
But they got through their groups as well.
They did. Switzerland got through the back door.
They can only beat Fuzz in front of you.
Aye. We beat Spain.
Do you think there's four Swiss boys doing a podcast there thinking we're going to be a tough game against Scotland?
No.
Everybody will think we're wrong. Aye, Abdi will be worried about us. We're the lowest ranked team.
No. I don't agree with that statement either. I think teams will be worried about Scotland.
You think so?
Aye. 100%.
Well, I think you're right.
If you look at the record, you'd hate to say they're obviously better than they used to be.
Well, as you said, look at the group they come out of, right? Of a come out of. And
obviously,
beat Spain, beat Norway twice, home and away.
Well, you think about you, if you, like I did the other night here, I went through and looked at a group, far they finished, and the scores. Mm-hmm. And if I had seen Hungary beat Spain 2-0, I'd be going, ooh. They'll be a team.
Exactly. So I think
that's a fair comment.
I think Scotland will be feared by certainly Hungary and Switzerland, and Germany will be thinking they're going to get a tough game.
Yeah.
And there's a majority of the players that are playing for Scotland, they're playing the biggest league in the world.
Aye.
The best league in the world, even.
There's a lot of them doing that.
Well, this is the best team, I think. Angus Gunn, okay, Norwich. Tierney. Sociedad. If he's fit, aye. Sociedad, he's playing big league. Hendry, well, he's playing at Saudi. Is that a big league?
No.
Porteous, Watford. Hickey, that's Premier League. Robertson's Premier League. McTominay's Premier League. McGinn's Premier League. McGregor could play in the Premier League. Celtic. Gilmore, Premier League. So that's fucking three quarters of the team are Premier League players. And that's good teams.
Good team.
Brighton, Villa, Liverpool, Brentford is now, I would say, a good Premier League team.
Bit of top end. Sharp end of the pitch. That's for.
Aye, that's not to do it about that.
If we could find somebody of 4 years, that'd be fine.
I think McTominay playing off the front now is a massive goal threat. Because he was playing McGinn off the front, but I think he should swap McTominay and McGinn, play McTominay off the front for late runs into box. He'll get goals.
Well, hey, Anthony Gordon in and Abbey then.
Anthony Gordon, Barnes.
Livermento.
Far do you think that's line
I'd
up?
Love us to get out Livermento.
Angus Gunn. So that's like if the diamond, isn't it? Gunn, you've got Hendry Porteous and Tierney, your three centre halves. Hickey, a right wing back. Robertson, a left wing back. Then you're four in midfield. Gilmore, McGregor, McGinn, McTominay, and then Adams up front. As far as that finishes the Premier League.
Mm. That's relegation fodder.
You think so?
Aye.
I think that's mid-table. I've got 11th to 15th.
That's
11th would probably be the stretch of it. Maybe 10th.
I'd go about 15th, maybe.
Just the midfield, though, Ken. And our wing backs, Ken. Hickey and Robertson's decent. McGinn's fucking tearing up Premier League. Dominate scoring goals in the Premier League, Ken. Gilmore's now starting to come into a game, playing for a good team with Brighton, Ken. McGregor, I think, would play in a mid-table Premier League team.
It's better than your, like, say, your Sheffield United's and Luton's and your Everton's and stuff like that.
Our biggest problem's, like, sharp end of pitch.
Aye, top end, aye.
Aye, for which centre?
I'm saying it's better than, like, say, Luton, your Sheffield, Everton and all them.
Aye.
I'm just saying it's better than, like, say, them.
Shed's not agreeing as if it's happening.
No, I don't think it's better than Everton.
Eh?
I don't think better than Everton.
You don't think Scotland's better than Everton?
No.
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I would say Dish. I would say maybe about 15th.
It's definitely better than Dish.
15th, 14th.
Come on.
Eh? Yeah. Come on.
But Everton's probably, if you gain back their 10 points, they're probably a mid-table team.
No, I don't think Scotland's better than that.
I think mid-table. I think that team could finish mid-table. Mm. I think they're better than Burnley. Better than Sheffield United easily. Nottingham Forest, better than them. Falses are doing here. Luton.
That's a good question, isn't it?
Fulham.
That's a good question.
Fulham.
Fulham's a good team.
Fucking they,
Wolves.
Fulham run Liverpool. Hell of a close on Sunday.
Aye. It was a fair game. Wolves. Fulham. They're good teams, but I think that's Scotland's kind of level.
Midfield's brilliant, is it?
Yeah, it's a good midfield.
Midfield
right?
is a
good midfield.
Amazing though. Midfield, like. So, that's a good question. I wonder if Abdi else thinks.
I wait.
So we're qualifying, aye? Yeah. Abdi, but, well, Shed thinks we'll finish bottom.
I do, actually.
Yeah.
I think we'll be third, and we'll be. There's obviously four third places
third
through.
Qualifying,
yeah. Four thirds?
You want to be second, though.
You do want to be second.
But we'll talk a third and qualify.
I can't
figure it out.
I'm not hearing third being qualified to a fucking group.
I'm the same, really.
I'd
want to qualify being second.
Aye.
Or first, obviously.
I would want to be there to see Scotland go to a second round. Can I get out of the group stages? Imagine being there.
A knockout, if Scotland were playing a knockout game in a major
tournament,
that's the biggest game of our lifetime. For me.
Can it be for finishing third in a group? If you finish second and you get knockouts, I'm giving you a...
But it doesn't matter.
If you finish third, I'm not giving you.
You can't argue with the rules of the tournament.
No, I'm not arguing, but I'm just thinking... I can't
for your saying.
You have 75% chance of getting out of that group.
I feel like a bit like we've never been to a major tournament apart from now. We are there in merit. We got to the last team and it was COVID.
This is Aaron Merritt beating good teams.
We're Aaron Merritt.
We're going to get the full experience, and that's what's good for the country.
It's going to be crowds. The Tartan Army's going to be here.
Yeah.
But I do agree it would be better getting through second. But to sit and watch Scotland play a knockout game in a major tournament.
In a foreign country, unbelievable.
That would be the biggest game of my lifetime, for sure.
So... I'd definitely be scrapping my Strasbourg flight here.
I would not care, listen to this.
All takes care. If you hear from Mars, you wouldn't have seen him in days.
That was a good find for you with the Strasbourg flights. With him.
Aye.
Well, how did you find that?
I just typed
That's
in...
That's got to be advice.
No, I just typed in closest airports to Stuttgart.
Aye.
And, you know, it was Strasbourg and you were in 21 the train. So I just...
Got it.
We're looking at flights that were like £411 for coming home because we all booked for Gnu, but hadn't booked for coming home because we didn't care. And then we was all looking at flights, couldn't I find anything cheaper than like 360 again? And then Mike just pops up, Strasbourg, £120.
Luxembourg, they have flight back to Aberdeen as well.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
Interesting.
Yeah, they flew Aberdeen.
Well,
cheap.
Booked new.
It's like Gnu, as I say, Stuttgart's at bottom, obviously, as well. So you're not far away from the French border.
No, you're not.
Aye.
So boom, home.
Aye.
Looking forward to it.
Can't wait.
English Premier League. We have to start with Man United. I can't. It was Saturday night.
Can't wait to speak about Man United.
We never seen it because it was obviously out. But
I've seen enough of it.
Oh my god!
Didn't watch highlights either, but could have won it. Could have got a draw in the end. So,
it's kind of bypass the whole situation with Scannone as a club and players. Obviously, 50% of the squad have turned against the manager.
Here's a surprise.
That's the usual shit. Nobody really cares that. And the first leak's coming out of the club, it's probably a lot worse than I thought. But you've got that prick on Sky Sports News, a contact close
can't be
to the club. Can fuck off. Give a name and then I'll maybe believe you. Contacts. My contacts. He's not going to contacts. Nobody expects that prick.
Carvey Solicle.
Nah,
He is a prick.
But they banned the journals today, so it's all the heat mayor on Ten Hag now, even more for doing that.
He's banned the journals.
Aye.
Probably for spreading shite.
They played out a Fergie clip today.
Aye.
But there's a difference between him saying it and how he said it compared to if it's like, because it's a different world now.
Well, Fergie had about 40 league titles under his belt, so hard to attack him, is it?
It's starting to be a bit like Groundhog Day now, though. We Man United and the managers and the players and
told you.
And
said it to you.
He's come back to blaming the Glazers. But do you think Ten Hag?
His recruitment's been terrible. The boys have recruited.
Shite.
It's not to do with the Glazers. Fits happening, I knew. Nothing to do with them. It's just absolutely terrible recruitment. Keep playing boys that are not pulling their weight. Again, that far's in the manager. Ken, if you get to keep playing Rashford and he's not putting it in, then he'll just do the same every week. Ken, okay, he'll turn up one game, but he wouldn't have another. These guys wouldn't have lasted under Ferguson. You think if Ferguson was at a club, do you think Martial would still be there? Not a fucking hope in hell. Do you think Rashford would have been dropped about four games ago? 100%. But Ten Hag keeps on fucking playing him, Ken.
Yeah, that can.
And his recruitment's been terrible. His signings, I fucking... if it's a Moroccan boy.
Amrabat.
He's not a Man United.
They wouldn't sign him, will they? I think they've agreed to sign him.
But he's brought him to club, Doug.
I know.
Ken?
He's terrible. So slow.
Ken, signing Johnny Evans. You can't get rid of Maguire. Hoyland.
Anthony.
Another terrible signing.
Anthony. 101 million was he?
Anthony was 88. I looked at the other day, 84 million or something. 4 million add-ons.
These boys, his team for Holland. Inanna. Oh my God. Like, against Galatasaray, come on.
Aye.
That boy's not a goalkeeper.
No.
Terrible recruitment. So I don't know, Ken, if that's got to do with the Glazers. Like, it's got nothing to do with them. It's the boys that's recruiting, and Ten Hag is a massive... he's had a massive say in that recruitment because half of these donkeys have came for Holland.
Shares have a quiet.
I'm going to change my stance on it. Simple as that. You look back, that's 20 years of decay, and it's catching. Fergie and Gelf, and they were there, even under the Glazers, they're on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And since they have departed, the Glazers have just ground it down and down and down and down and down. And it continues out vain. And here we go. I sent that thing in a day into the group chat. It's just rinse and repeat. It's Groundhog Day, as Mike says. It's just continue. And if you've got if your club's poorly run for the top, it just all the way through the club is
I'd rinse and repeat is the same at every other club apart for the top clubs that are winning. If the rinse and repeat. It's the same at every other club.
What's the difference between the top clubs that are winning and Man United?
Well, they're just not getting it right.
What's the difference?
The poor recruitment would be the biggest thing for me. Some poor managers.
If it was the difference between before City got Tino by the Saudis or Fava they're run by. If it was the difference. If it was the difference between Newcastle financially had it compared to now.
City's a brand new club since the Saudis to know the amount of money that they've invested.
It's the difference between Liverpool and their previous owners to fund this FSG's got a club. If it's the difference between...
Liverpool were fucking greeting about SFG like fucking last year, weren't they? They were owners out last year because they had a bad season.
One bad season.
Aye.
They've made a difference to the club. Every single club, successful club, is run correctly. Now, Man United have been run correctly for decades now. And it's simple as that. And it's just, it'll continue on our slope until there's a change.
You almost argued against yourself when you started this speech.
Oh.
He said, because he said when Fergie was there, they were still winning. And the Glazers were there.
Aye, but Fergie and Glazers only had about three or four seasons.
But they still won.
Aye, because Fergie was still in charge if it was going on at that club. Mm-hmm. Him and Gil.
Aye.
But they got rid of Gil, got rid of Fergie, and then if it happened.
Well, Gil left and he didn't.
Well, Ken.
Aye.
So they were in charge of the club then, mm-hmm. which doesn't happen then, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just been a slowly, gradual decline of rot.
But
rot.
It's not rot, though, is it?
It is.
They've won trophy shed.
It's,
they've won trophies, they've won FA Cup, they've won the fucking Europa Cup.
It's a gradual decline at the club.
It's just nae fit it used to be. But it was never going to be. Once Fergie left, they were never going to. Man United couldn't keep dominating like they were under Fergie. Fergie was a special manager.
Why is like a Barcelona managed to keep dominating? Why is Real Madrid keep dominating?
Because they're in the Premier League is a completely different kettle of fish to La Liga.
Even Europe.
Every club in the Premier League's got big money in it.
Even Europe. Why does Real Madrid dominate Europe?
Well, I think Real Madrid dominate Europe because they are the number one club in the world, so they attack. If they go to sign a player, even at Man United, they're going to attack them. So they've got... Real Madrid's the biggest club team in the world.
Here you go.
So that's why they keep dominating.
There you go. That's a difference then. If it's a consequence if you don't have... If you do not perform Real Madrid, you're out the door. You're out the door at the best team of the club in the world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If you do not perform at United, it's a consequence.
Keep playing you.
If it's a consequence.
That's on the manager though.
Well, it's not because
it is on the manager.
Fuzzy manager get tuck in if he's got nobody. Fuzzy tucking in instead of Martial.
Well, are there players that he signed?
He's got one, Højlund. That's how he's managed to talk about.
Well, he's fucking useless then, isn't he?
Well, how is he useless?
Because he's got zero assists, zero goals, and how many games is that news? Zero assists, zero goals. Come on, Shane.
Fitz is supposed to do data. Look at this fuckering about him. How much assists the wingers got? How much assists the centre midfielders
got? But you seem to want to blame, like, Abdi, apart from, like, gun specific. Hojlund's not been good enough, Shed. Simple as that.
The team he's in hasn't been good enough to serve him.
I agree with that.
He's a good player.
I don't care how you can say he is a good player. He has done nothing, Shed.
How can he,
stats-wise, as well.
How can he score goals when he doesn't get the bar service? Is he supposed to cross it in and heed it in himself? Is he supposed to tuck it and tuck it through half-oil and dribble Shed, through up and score goals?
You were saying last week that they're an on-form team in the Premier League.
They were.
But he's still not scoring.
They got beat 1-0.
But he's still not scoring at times. They were, you said, and Dunk said last week, they're the on-form team in the Premier League. So you can't say that he's not, Ken. I was a game there long ago, he had about 50 chances. He had the easiest chance. Fucking Grunny could have scored it and he missed it.
He's a good player.
I again for that's coming for.
He will. He'll prove it.
But you're saying, like, how does Barca keep winning? They are probably the worst run club in the history of football.
Yeah, that's a fair point.
And they're still winning.
Because they are a shambles, aren't they?
Yeah. But it's not rotten like United rotten.
I mean, it's worse. They're selling, shit, they're selling their TV deals for 20 year down the line.
Yeah.
That is rotten.
Yeah, yeah.
The thing for me is about Man United is why he's picking Martial. You know what I mean? Like, boys at Abdi Kens, why is he here if it's CD in there? And he keeps picking his boys.
He can't get rid of these boys.
Kevin, he needs to just bin him and play youngsters. Honestly, you'll get mayor out of youngster. On a youngster playing in the fucking reserves, you'll get mayor out
of him shouting at Martial was unbelievable, wasn't it?
I'm saying Ten Hag isn't he?
Culpable.
Can he?
You have to say that.
You have to.
Oh, I cannot. He's marking mistakes as well.
Yeah, but just like I'm not saying the Glazers are not culpable. Of course, they've got to take a lot of the blame as well. But it's not just them. There's been too many bad decisions for Ten Hag. You've got to think. Well, is he the man, Ken?
Well, I think he is.
It's gonna be a long December, is it? We've got a few tough games coming up. Obviously, Chelsea, Moore's night.
But any time they play, we put up his stats on the fucking group chat about the top nine. It's fucking embarrassing.
Shocking.
Man United are good if they're on top of a team and a team's not causing them their problems and they're beating them up, they're good. But see, if a team starts causing them problems, a lot of these players start fucking hiding. And that's for what Afar's doing. Because the top nine teams will cause you some sort of problem at some point in the game.
Yeah.
And that's for what Afar's doing. In the fucking trenches. Some of these cunts cannot live in the trenches. Rashford is a fucking embarrassment.
He's a disgrace.
Absolute embarrassment.
£320,000 a week.
When you're at Man United and you can't even be arsed running back. To me,
that's no consequence. That's what I'm saying.
I know.
No consequence.
But to me, Shed, that's on Ten Hag. He's got to mark consequences for that gun. Well, he shouldn't have been playing.
At the same time, he does it for his basically kiboshed Sancho, and he gets nailed for it.
I think the Sancho thing is he's just his attitude is terrible.
Has that been a catalyst to other players to think?
Possibly. He's my mate.
Why are you doing that? Fucking catalyst. I'm going to fucking play for this cunt.
It's fucking horrendous.
But it's your old. It's Roy Keane. A leopard never changes his spots, can?
Exactly.
It's just the same boys causing the same problems all the time. And if, Ken, if players keep, it's got to be a point for, Ken, these players need to go. because they keep failing. Ken,
can't I get rid of the cunts?
I blame it, well, because I wish they're too high in a place, so bad,
aren't they?
There's got to be a sporting director that's getting better contracts for better players.
There's no sporting director here.
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be somebody.
Problems.
There's got to be a middleman between the Glazers and Ten Hag that sorts that shit out, because a lot of it's gone wrong up the stair there as well.
We're getting, here's Maguire, could have been out the door, but he's. Nah. All right, he's playing new, but he's.
Dean okay.
Ken.
Aye, well, he's okay. He's the best player.
I think it's a demise of Man United, honestly, do you?
I hope it is as well. I hope they fucking just go fucking tumbling, do not.
Because that's what it looks like.
And fuck the Glazers and fuck all their money. Fuck them.
Because that's only why they're going to bail.
It's only why. From the big sponsorships stop coming in, big money for Champions League.
That's going to come eventually. If Man United keep near winning.
That's Hale Radcliffe 25%.
Waste of time.
Waste of time. That's an absolute joke.
I go straight in the Glazers' pooch.
Aye?
Simple as that.
If you need to sort out the Glazers, they'll just take to be bought out by some fucking somebody.
They're getting 5 billion or 6 billion.
The amount of money he's putting in for 25% would almost buy you any club in the world. I fit my club.
It's a joke
for him to hear naysay.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly,
but now it's getting. Ken, it's got a four right. Saudis come in, they buy City. They've got as much money they can, then start dominating. But it's not even that easy anymore.
No.
You could get another Saudi fucker. Aye. Some of these mega Arabs. Trillionaires come in, buy Man United. But it's a long way to get above City.
See if the Qataris did come in this year. Aye. It's another 10 years before you catch up.
It took the City about 5-6 years till they won.
What are they do with FFP as well, is it?
Aye, exactly. But that's the difference between Man United's a fucking juggernaut if it's run correctly.
Aye. Yep.
Massive. Can
financially, though, they are doing well.
But until that sponsorship dries up, until that big money stops coming in, the Glazers will still be there and the same stuff will happen over and over and over again. Could be 10 years time down the line, still speaking about the same thing.
I still maintain that Man United could be a successful team, the Glazers are. The amount of money they give managers for players.
Van Hall never managed, Mourinho never managed.
Yep. But how many managers did Liverpool go through before they eventually won a league, Ken? They went through about 50 managers.
Different standard for the.
I've seen a few quotes from Mourinho, so it could be certain players and things that were going on, he said 5 years ago, and they've all come through. And Mourinho got hounded for it.
Mourinho, Ken, they ended up talking Pogba back. Do you think that was a Mourinho signing? I was just talking back and sponsorship. Ken,
I think it was Van Gaal that said that it's not a football club, it's a commercial club.
100%. That's what it is. It's all about marking money.
But I still think if you got the right manager and the right recruitment, Man United could still challenge for a league. But they are a million miles away. Oh. I'll tell you that. So far.
Far would be the right manager. Far would be the right manager.
Man,
they said, Ten Hag, a great thing at Ajax. Mm. You got Luke Van Gaal, Mourinho, proven good managers.
Why do these good managers or good players come to United and just suddenly drop off a cliff?
Aye.
Ken, Sancho was tearing it up at Dortmund. All right, it's doing that maybe Bundesliga, is maybe just not quite the Premier League.
Well, I think it's a fair bit for the Premier League.
But he was doing it in England shirt as well. Comes to United. Hopeless.
Yeah. Leadership in the dressing room, he could go on and on.
Right. Exactly.
He could go on and on. But I do think a bit, like if they got a top manager in, which I'm beginning to doubt Ten Hag is, I still think you could... Man United could do something.
Did you hear Richard Keys?
Aye.
No.
Richard Keys. Alonso. Sack Ten Hag and get...
Alonso.
Spend all you can to get Xavi Alonso.
And then give him 5 years without sacking.
5 years
without sacking. That's another boy. He's done nothing, Ken. Done nothing.
He's not won nothing. No.
Richard Keys and Andy Gray.
Worse than listen to us.
I
it is. Oh, my God.
But then Man City, do you
get the top manager outside Pep and Klopp is Angie.
Aye.
And if he came,
Eddie Howe,
he's doing a good job, man.
Ange Ball.
If he came, he would get the fans on board.
I think they might look at Ange.
But would he leave? Spurs
going to United. Seriously, it's a serious, serious question.
Aye.
Basket case club.
Far's got
a. But Abdi's got an ego shed, and Abdi says I can sort it.
Aye. Until they're 6 months in, and do anything.
Shit, it's a deal.
then it's a big blight in your fucking copybook, isn't it?
Aye. There was mention today, I was reading another article, Mourinho coming back. Yeah.
I heard that Man United were going to sign Muller for Bayern Munich.
I know.
Aye. Come on. Here you
go. If I was in the arena, I saw last week. No,
Timo Werner.
Aye, that was Timo it. Timo, honestly. If he goes to Man United, fucking hell. Honestly.
He must be just looking at fucking free transfers.
Fucking boys that have been here and did
bang
nothing.
Bang average. Well, not more. 10 years ago. Muller's not bang average.
10 years ago, Muller. Oh, fuck, guy. Getting Muller?
Aye, 10 years ago.
Aye. That's what I'm saying. Aye, fucking come on.
But they're all speaking to each other, and you're going, here, you'll get a great retirement fund here.
Aye.
You'll get 300 grand a week.
Sign, piss easy. Just come in.
They'll get you 4.5 or 5 years.
Down tools and you get 300 grand a week. It's all right. No bother.
I've no doubt Muller's still probably a good player, but he's a bad signing because he's... But you know, Munich, you're like, well, you're 37, you're coming to...
He's in and out of the Munich team, yeah. He only plays against the lesser team.
He's 34, I think.
Is he?
Aye.
Yeah. Style, though.
Okay, you're not saying that. What are you saying that 34?
That's no long-term thinking, Ken. That's just bandages. Casemiro...
Cavani?
Evans, Casemiro, bandages, Ken.
Cavani was alright.
Cavani, last minute job again.
Aye.
Again. Veghorst. Last minute. Veghorst, last minute. Aye. Fucking N'Golo cunt 2 years ago.
N'Golo. They were got as far with their good
John Evans, last minute. Fucking Antony, they could have got him for half the price he got. Last minute.
That's right, because
they were at him for 40 million.
My night was going to be signing Haaland, and it fell through, so they went for N'Golo instead of the.
N'Golo.
N'Golo, kind of boy for Watford.
N'Golo.
Yeah.
Oh, it shows you how much they're fan of them.
There you go.
I was going to go and speak about Man United and Man City, sorry, but I think we'll just go straight on to Justice League because we'll probably end up speaking about the games.
Oh, yeah.
They are.
Well, if you're speaking about City, the Tottenham City game, which is a really good game,
mm-hmm.
Fit is the ref thinking.
Aye, then.
Aye, if we're going on to Justice League, sorry. Why is he waving and then the boy puts through a perfect bar? And then he decides to blow his whistle. Now, surely that's corruption. That is a Man United fan, surely. Oh no, he's scoring there.
He's shitting ass, didn't he?
But he blew his whistle afore, or did he not?
No.
Did he not blow then played on and
blew? I think it was that ref. I watched that programme.
After Grealish took his first touches when he blew the whistle.
Was it?
Aye. They played it back.
You seen a clip earlier where he does whistle and he's... In his mood, and you thought, is he blew the whistle then?
Yeah. But the thing is, he's not actually did anything wrong.
He's blew, did he not
blow? No, he didn't.
He was gone to.
He's gone to. No.
Ah, right.
Then he thought, no, I'll do it now.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Because did he think now that when that ball was at the top, it was offside?
Well, that's what I thought.
But then you let him run.
He maybe thought he'd overhot it, or maybe thought he was offside. And there was a bit of pressure on him because he kind of let it run too long. Because then that's ridiculous talking it back. So that's the only thing I can think of. He thinks he's overhit a pass or he thinks Grealish is offside, so he's blew a whistle.
For the offside, the rule is now you've got to let a game go.
Aye.
Right through for I was going to beat boys get injured, so he shouldn't have stopped the game.
But then he could have, after it was offside, he could have still brought it back for the advantage.
Aye.
I think he's seen Grealish.
He's just panicked. Look at his face. Sheer panic. He's like, I've made an error.
Oh, fuck.
Fuck, I've fucked up.
I personally think he thinks he's overhit a pass. Aye. He's fucked the pass.
Possibly.
But he's blew too early. It's a mistake, but it's easy sitting here watching, Ken, when you're in the midst.
He held his hands up straight away, but the best picture is when it cuts to Anthony Taylor on the sideline, and Pep's obviously said, what's he playing at? And he's just gone,
he's like,
I've got any answer for you. He's fucked up here.
Aye.
Because he's does well, Ken. He could have blew straight a lot, and he does the right thing.
Aye.
He says, play
and
on.
Then he blows.
And then, as soon as he's played the perfect pass through, he blows for a free kick.
He's in a nightmare.
I think he's just had a bit of a nightmare, eh?
He's just seen it. He's just looked at the situation, just blew it too quickly.
It's easy then.
But he could have one, you'd have to Grealish is now the quickest. Would he have been caught? So you don't care who's got a score. And two, the referee actually hasn't did anything wrong. It's on the referee's discretion whether he plays advantage or no.
Exactly.
So he couldn't have get Ura Coles for it because he's not did nothing wrong.
No.
It was a free kick and he eventually blew for it.
Aye.
So.
But what I don't think
we can change the result anyway.
No.
You can't.
Well, was there another?
No, there was nothing else. Nah, good game though. How good was that game? First half, you really just thought Man City is going to just womp him here. Like.
Yeah.
Aye, first half of our.
Well, I just caught a second half. I missed the first half, actually.
City could have maybe... And then he glaring chances, but Doku was getting unbelievable in his space to the left.
Davies was getting ahead of nightmare with him. Like.
Oh, Davies. But anyway. But Kenny, you think, well, he's going to hit. He's going to hit Paul a few players back here. He's going to get spanked, but he just carries on. The balls the boy's got, it's unbelievable. Like, and it worked too. Ken, because he ended up, I thought Tottenham were a better team in the second half.
Definitely in the second half,
And Ken, it was a fucking... Well, he would score goals because you watch him when they go forward, the amount of players they get in the box.
Aye.
So they're going to score goals, Ken.
It's just amazing to watch.
Like, I just love it. If Spurs are on the telly, I'm watching it because I'm just. Saibu's a good game.
Definitely.
A bit Man City though. They can hit issues at the back, maybe. Or?
Aye, they do.
Big time.
We spoke about that. That's fit used to be their Achilles heel in the Champions League.
Something like we spoke about that earlier.
14 goals they gave away in I don't know how many games.
They can't win a Champions League defending like that.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
But obviously. Well,
they might even struggle to fucking win the Premier League.
Yeah, I think I think Arsenal's going to win it.
Arsenal?
Right.
They're looking more solid.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Wouldn't they rule out Liverpool either?
That's another player.
I don't know why they're playing. Trent
is on fire.
As much as he can't defend, he can fucking
Ken's fit to do the other end.
What a technician he is.
Unbelievable.
Scored more goals this season than Hoyland and Marshall and somebody else together.
Another dig for you.
It's all right, I can take it.
Just
for the moment.
Aye, but he's on fire. I knew Trent. Is he playing? He's getting a game for England.
What's
and he's
a fucking goal up, isn't it?
Ken, that's a double whammy for shed. Liverpool flying and United honking. Shed's worst nightmare.
I've given up United.
So back to the Justice League. Do you think Liverpool's fourth goal should have counted?
100% off.
Off.
Disney coon.
How?
foul at the back post for me.
When I first seen it, I thought genuinely it was a foul at the back post.
100%.
I didn't think so.
Did you not?
No, when I seen think it it's just two boys going up and.
No way.
I just think it's a clash. Not for me. That's not a foul for me.
No.
No.
Because Tsimikas is coming in and the player's coming back.
I don't even care if they'd done a clash, I don't care if that defender's D'ing too much weight there. That's
no, but he's took him out.
He's hot, took him out. They've both jumped, Ken. I don't think it's a foul. No, I don't think it's a foul. They're just both jumping for a bar.
He's coming in. Player's going back.
I'm not ruling that out. No chance.
No, I'm not ruling out. But when I've seen it in full
speed, it looked a
full speed. I thought it was a free kick. If he'd blew for a free kick, I don't think he would have argued for it either.
Mm-hmm. No. If my team had a goal ruled out for that, I'd be fucking raging.
But if your team had a goal,
I think I would accept that. I would, honestly. I don't think it's a free kick.
No, but if he blew for a free kick in your...
Aye. Then I'd be raging, aye.
Aye.
Yeah.
But the other way, if he blew for a free kick here and Liverpool hadn't scored and he was a fooling player,
aye,
you'd be delighted.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I definitely.
So we're not taking that enough, I
think.
No. Liverpool do look good though.
They've got goals.
Aye.
Ah,
they're leaking as well.
They've got five going into three, Ken, for their front position.
Fulham scoring three Anfield, Ken.
If Nunes was to start scoring, because he misses five every game, but he's getting there. If he starts scoring, he'll score a bagload.
He wouldn't score.
He's
a bit too erratic for that, isn't he?
If he scored 20 in a season, he'll have missed
40.
Aye.
Even more. Well, he'll score screamers.
He missed three in that game.
Is he not lads that just scores screamers all the time, is he? Because he can't score a tap and save himself.
No, he hits a crossbar.
Oh, picked it over the bar.
But Klopp obviously Kent last season fit was wrong. He's went out and he's made some good signings in his midfield.
Boy, Schlab is out.
Schlab is live. And you've got McAllister.
Kendo. That was a cracker. McAllister. Every one of Liverpool's goals was a screamer.
And you've also got your Trent transitioning into midfield even more now. And
Transition. I like that word.
It's a Robson word, isn't it? He loves transition.
He's moved into midfield.
Aye.
Counter attack.
Counter press.
We're good on the transition.
We've won the ball and got it up the back. Come on.
Next team, Chelsea.
Aye, the pen.
Well,
already Ken Fitzshed thinks about this, but
mm-hmm.
I I thought it was a pen, to be honest.
Aye.
I thought it was.
I didn't think it was. I think Milner. And
but this is a VAR, isn't it?
The free left the game here.
Aye. See there, I think it's nay, but when you again.
See, look at Abdi else, look at the rest of the players.
He is Mudrick is so fast.
Nothing.
Kenneth, watch it again.
He's not getting the ball.
Watch it again. It's a
snap in.
It's probably an airpen, like that.
He's kicked.
Keeper's got on it.
Re-refing games. It's fucking bollocks.
VAR should have never given up.
He should be standing guard. No.
That is not clear and obvious. He should be turning and saying, fuck off.
I'm fine with that.
If a ref had given up, I'd have said, okay, but it's soft.
Aye.
But the fact that VAR are giving
that's it. That's fair, I know.
The ref's had a perfect view on it, and they giving it. So nah, I'm saying no. I'm saying that shouldn't have
I'm
been a pen.
I'm saying it's not a pen either.
I'm saying it's not a pen.
No pen.
No pen.
Oh, well.
No pen.
So that's 2-2.
2-2,
so
right.
Plus
at Mudrick is a filthy cunt. You see what he did to Walker?
No.
The City game.
No, I never
seen fucking that. He
fish hooked him.
Snorted on his hand, Ken. Mm-hmm. A big snort in his hand, then he wiped it. Wiped it on Walker.
Because
I've seen it.
There's a couple of things there. If you're playing against you, it's going to get your dander right up in it.
That would.
And if you take a bait, would you?
Walker never noticed.
Yeah.
But there was a clip. I seen it in a clip.
He'll notice the next time he plays Chelsea.
Oh, aye.
Mudrick will be right because Walker will do him.
Nice, solid.
He is quick though. Aye, you're right.
So if Tina have a point there, 2 points off of Chelsea.
2 points off of Chelsea, one to Brighton.
Aye.
And another Ian. Notts Forest penalty.
If it's seen again, if it happened there again.
So
Notts Forest, no.
Was not given, was it?
It was not given. Jacobs is a pen. Hudden boy sharp.
No.
Oh, this was you, Champs, with the tall guy.
Gone by the rules, it's a...
I think he's played for...
Stonewall penalty, as per last week.
Exactly.
The boy in the midfield, number 22.
Rangers game.
Number 22.
16 on 22, Luke.
Stonewall penalty, shed.
Palsy shirt.
Nah.
Never.
Nah, he's fine, dude. He's played
for that.
He's actually trying to hug him up.
I can't believe this guy's saying you're saying
it. I think he's played for that.
Absolutely. He's throwing himself. Not a chance.
I can watch it about a dozen times to see what you're speaking about. Nah, for me. Do you think it's a penalty?
I'd say I'm clutching at straws. He doesn't think it's a pen, Ken.
No.
Golson.
But he's just saying
that. He's just saying that because...
Nay for me.
If a sharp pull's a sharp pull.
A sharp pull's a sharp pull. Doesn't matter if it's fly yard and fire
did sport. Did you not say you could interpret only way you want last week? No.
Well,
wouldn't it?
I'm saying.
Right,
no,
before I...
No is that.
Before I ask you again, you have to mind they're playing Everton.
Aye.
Is it a pen?
I don't want to upset our boy again. Nah, it's not a pen.
It's not a pen.
Hopefully I'm working my way in this good book. It's probably day less than new.
No pen for me.
No pen.
No. We'll leave Everton's 3 points.
Aye. Mm-hmm. And lastly, Semenyo.
No, but I genuinely don't think that was a pen.
I don't think so either.
That's Semenyo's. That's 100% a red card. I've no idea how he got a Wawa. But VAR kind of come in and that. Because it was would have been a booking, Ken.
Aye, for his second booking. Aye, he can't do anything for VAR.
A sharp ball, he's got a hundred of his shirt.
It's a blatant, because the boys threw. By the letter of law, it's a booking every day of the week.
He'd already been booked, so he had to go. But I don't think he can change the result, can you?
No.
Maybe a red card.
No.
But it should have been a red card.
It should have been a red, aye. 100%.
Good goals for that game as well, by the way.
Yeah.
It's another player in the Premier League, I say. Scottish boy.
First Semenyo.
Christie,
aye. Mm-hmm.
In Bournemouth.
Mm-hmm.
He's playing a while now. I just knew like
Bournemouth are working a while.
Aye.
Inverness lad or not, Ken?
Aye. So, red card.
Well, it's a red, but you can't.
Second booking, red card.
You can't do nothing about
it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, at least we've got one change this week on the Justice League.
Aye.
I did see a TikTok this week, and the boy went through every VAR decision this season and tell you for the leagues, the teams would be.
It's copying us again.
Aye, copying us. We should really.
We've changed a few results, like.
Should copyright that,
man. Oh, we should we?
It's quieter this week than it was the other week. Like,
have you thingy the league so far? Mm-hmm.
I've got a spreadsheet.
I just want to see it at the end.
I've just got a spreadsheet. Oh, plus minus points. Aye, then I'll just take it after the end of the season.
Wolves will be higher up. I cannot.
Oh, aye.
100%.
For about Everton, am I taking their 10 points off? Aye,
you'll have to.
Aye, okay.
Oh, aye, 100%. Cheating.
Nick, it's a good.
Right, move on. S6 wanker of the week. Why the fuck you wanker? Who wants to go first with their wanker of the
I'll
week?
Go.
Okay.
Haaland.
Second up.
Is third that?
Aye?
Fucking panto. Absolute panto.
What have you got, mate? Haaland. Abdi's got Haaland.
And that was with you, Onimus.
Oh, well. No. I'll change mine.
No. Generally,
Haaland's panto.
Well, it's official. He's a wanker.
Aye.
If it's a full house.
What a prick.
I don't even think we spoke about how big a prick he was.
No.
His antics were an absolute joke.
Aye. Fucking disgrace.
This absolute
pulling
disgrace.
Pulling the ponytail out. Is this you try to look like some sort of Viking warrior or something.
A stupid hair, dude.
Aye.
He's a fucking ugly cretin, isn't he?
And he might be 6'5", but you can tell he's a big pansy, can you?
Aye.
No.
No. I'm not fighting him.
He's
not scary, though, is he?
I think I'd be scared.
His face is scary.
His hairdo's scary.
That was ridiculous what he was playing at.
Fitchy gaining by that. Aye. Absolutely nothing.
Did Van Dijk not get banned for doing the same thing?
Should be retrospective banned.
I think I was.
Well, he's got a Huawei.
City's been fined for him.
He got a Huawei.
Did he?
I said he's been fined, but.
I just added corrupt.
Charges, eh?
I did the rest. There must be about 159.
I'll tell you, Watkins Heeder. This is one of the best Heeders I've seen in a long time.
Neck muscles.
It's a Hinnom.
He's beyond him.
What a heater that is. Aye. Holy fuck. Like, you don't see many of them nowadays. That's Mark Heatley-esque.
Steady.
I hope he got banned for Dina.
I thought he should have. Cause
a game at least.
Well, especially, I reckon if you watch Sky Sports on Saturday afternoon, Fuzzy refereed on air.
Dean.
He was saying about the Wicca 4, how they had a big clamp doing on the speaking back to the referees and lying. And fuck, I mean, I got sent off for the dunk for
Lewis Dunk, aye.
For being disrespectful to the ref. And he was like, hope they cut it through this weekend.
Aye.
But not happened. Nothing's been done about it. So fucking
if I was a ref and that shit, I'm throwing read cards out.
Aye, 100%.
I don't give a fuck. You cannot come up to me like that.
Does the ref feel a bit guilty though because he claims he's done wrong enough though?
Doesn't matter, Mike.
Doesn't matter.
This isn't made.
That's why he didn't
accept it in rugby.
At a time, he didn't
accept it in rugby.
Stick by
rugby's different though. Is it different? It is.
Different shape. I can't fit you're saying, Mike. You're saying he's made a mistake, and then if he'd sent Haaland off, folk would have said, well, it was your mistake. And then you end up paying to send Haaland off because he's rightly outraged. Folk would have said that. I wouldn't have said that, but I can't, folk would have. But it was was an embarrassment.
Charging.
Yeah. And we've never really dug him out in the past.
Never?
But no. We're digging him out now.
I'm actually surprised because I thought I'd be the only one who thought of something.
No, I just thought it was a disgrace, like, honestly.
I wish somebody else was thinking about, but
who?
We've picked him so many times now, we're sick of doing it.
Who's that?
Sam Smith. He's high heels.
He got given an award. Just sums the world up.
Fit for?
Well, the award was for, like, basically...
Best female artist or something, no?
He was playing darts.
It's another thing that pisses me off.
Fitty's doing out there and Fitty's promoting and all that.
Fucking mental illness. That's what he's got.
This is how woke the Brits have came. Have you heard about the Brits now? Best artist. Because mine used to be male and female.
Last year, right?
They knew it's the best artist, right? So this year, they picked five males, right? They're not happy with it, so they've boot up to 10 to try and get a queen in.
You're joking. There you go. See?
There you go.
They're just shitting their own nest.
Meritocracy.
Move on. There's too much to be said on that.
I'd lose my shit.
LGBTQ plus
fucking alphabet community.
Why isn't it just G?
Well, they're all gay.
Exactly.
Lesbians are gay. Gays are gay. Boys are gay.
Aye. Trans are gay because
they go
if a transgendering male to female goes with a female, it's gay. If it goes with
so if they transgender
male, they're actually gay and because they're really
so just the gay community.
I think in a bit of pluses, but they are probably all gay enough.
Ah, well,
oh dear,
each to their own.
Just take one flat, just a block colour, a pink. Don't need a rainbow.
Right, Mug of Truth this week.
The Mug of Truth.
Pink was actually for boys back in the day.
Was it?
Is it?
I quite like pink. I've got a couple of pink shirts.
Pink was for boys. Way
salmon.
Back.
Salmon.
Nah, pink.
Salmon. Pink make the boys wink. Mug of Truth, who wants to go first?
I'll go.
Okay.
So, Christmas season's upon us. I've had a two Christmas lunches technically over the weekend. Yeah. So,
Fitcher.
And a chipper. Fitcher was fine. So, fit your four must-haves on your Christmas lunch plate. Fit your four must-haves.
Mike's going to dig a deeper hole here, is he?
That's what I'm hoping.
Cranberry.
I know he's going to say that. It's got to be pigs and blankets. Mealy.
Are we adding beef and turkey and gammon into this first? Is that either of the four?
You can please yourself.
Okay.
I've got a concrete four.
Go on in.
Yorkies.
Aye. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Oh, you know what I say. That's for a Sunday dinner, aren't you? Roast tatties, beef and gravy.
Aye. I would agree with you, yeah.
I'm not sure you can hear Yorkie with your Christmas pudding, can you? Christmas dinner, can you?
Oh, fuck, aye. 1,000,000%.
So if I didn't hear Yorkie, you're pigs and blankets.
You got to hear pigs and blankets.
I would, but it's not my top four.
No.
Is it nah?
I'd hear sprouts above it.
No, you wouldn't.
And Skirly.
Oh, aye, Skirly for that.
Skirly, aye.
Oh, Skirly. Skirly. I'm hearing turkey.
I don't know. You need to slogging ham for him, turkey.
I bet you my Christmas dinner.
It's Christmas.
I'm not fucking.
So it's all right to be gay.
Just one day.
Christmas day.
Gay Christmas day.
Turkey. Roast tarties. Scarlet. Pigs and blankets.
Oh, too dry.
How dry is that? You'd be chowing that next Christmas.
Again, I love my gravy as well, but that's what I have to hear on my. It has to be on my plate.
I think I'd agree with that.
But that's good.
I'm adding that.
But you need liquid.
That has to be on my plate.
I would agree with that. That would be my four.
No moist in there.
That's just individual.
And it's obviously going to be gravy in it. Like 5, 6, 7, 8.
But he's only allowing 4, so you've got to eat it as well.
But I'm using Skirly in my tarties. I'm coping with that.
Dry.
You'd be
coping.
Nah, but just
Skirly's nice and moist. It'll be alright. Aye, fuck not.
Well, that was my 4, but once you've put the context on it, you need to have gravy in there, so I'd hate to swap out.
But you're swapping out for your gravy, though.
Ah, fuck.
It'd be Skirly.
I love Skirly.
Aye, say the way.
Skirly or white pudding?
When I was a bear, Skirly.
Gives you chronic heartburn, but it's so good.
Skirly's so good, man.
I used to hate it when I was a bairn, but I love it now.
Aye.
Same with sprouts. Hated that when I was a bairn.
But you'll only have sprouts for your Christmas dinner.
Aye, I've mashed up. If you picked up a sprout and just put it directly into your gob, that's not too fine. But see if you just mash it up with anything else.
I'll taste something.
Lovely.
I'll taste me disguised vegetarianitis.
I'll taste something else with my sprouts.
Mike?
Roast tatty.
Aye.
Since it's Christmas, I would hate turkey.
Mm-hmm.
Gravy. Mm-hmm. And a Yorkie.
Doesn't it be Christmas, does it?
A Yorkie?
No, but it's Christmas dinner, so you're hearing Yorkies.
How fans has been invented into Christmas dinner?
I always had Yorkies at Christmas dinner.
Same here. I mean, I hear his wheel like that.
Fucking cunt, <see it. laughs> Just a grade A cunt.
What's the best thing about Christmas Day is going through later on when Ahan's kind of been
grazing
Carl Yorkie and Carl Gravy.
No, that's fucking disgusting.
Oh, Carl, it's fucking amazing.
Carl Gravy for its fucking got a chicken in it.
It's like a jelly.
Congealed.
It's
got to be hate.
100%.
I'd eat nothing, Carl.
Nah. Carl Mint Sandwich.
I'd spew of it.
Carl Mint Sandwich is
that's
good.
Wrong.
That's good.
My daughter came up with that and gave me a fucking sandwich. I thought she goes, I've got a jam sandwich. And I munched in it because I was working. It was tomato sauce.
Oh, I find.
Oh.
I was nearly sick.
Tomato sauce sandwich.
I hate tomato sauce.
Magic.
I hate sauce.
Magic.
She was laughing like fuck.
Used to love it. Is that a chopped pork and tomato sauce sandwich?
Lovely. It's got to be salad cream.
Oh, chopped pork salad cream.
Chopped pork salad cream.
That was a staple on my. When I was an apprentice, that's what my mum made.
Was it? I quite like corned beef with tomato sauce sandwich.
Oh, corned beef just with a tomato.
Tomato sauce in a sandwich, like.
No?
Nah.
That's the only thing I would hate with back in the day would be chopped pork or
salad cream. No,
or pork luncheon meat.
I'd like a sandwich, I would hate mustard, salad cream, or coleslaw.
Coleslaw.
No, I like tomato sauce.
If it's a roast beef sandwich, that's mustard.
Mustard. The best sandwiches around about this time of year is turkey sandwiches, salt and loads of butter and mustard.
Aye.
Oh, it's my favourite.
See, I hate Branston pickle whip.
Oh my god.
Turkey Branston pickle sandwich.
Shoot a pair of fucking
Branston pickles. Oh, jeez. Nobody has that shit.
Oh, it's good.
Can only help with cheese.
Cheese and Branston pickle. Aye. That's good. Have you tried the cheese and Branston pickle pork pies?
No.
Oh.
You're not allowed to
have any meal. No.
That's why I had a heart attack. Fucking hell. Mas, what's your mug of truth?
Well,
I'll go with mine then.
Jesus Christ, didn't I get along?
I'm only joking.
No, fire on.
Right, so you're what in Varuri, what at Tesco's? You're shopping up in Tesco's in Varuri, and you're going up and doing aisles. But you didn't need sun for say that aisle. Do you still walk doing it and go ruin? So you didn't lose sink.
Absolutely. There might be something in that aisle.
You've got to go.
You've got to do the hail shebang.
You're not going, oh, I don't need that aisle. I'm just bypassing that and going to do that next thing.
If you're going to pick up just something, what are you straight here? Why? But if you're in shopping, you've got to go up every aisle.
Aye.
Why?
You have to wave every aisle.
Aye.
Absolutely, because I might be. You didn't think you needs, but you go.
Oh,
and,
here's that.
Oh, fuck, we need matches.
Your boss.
Matches. Get a big matches.
Cooks with matches.
Bluebells.
Fucking good for getting the bottom of the Yankee candle. Kevin, it's almost done.
Good for lighting the stove.
You must have one of them lighters, surely, for
the longings.
Aye.
The flexible ones.
Aye.
I'm getting hooked in the candles new, like.
Aye.
why are you wasting time going doing places? Oh, but
you just scoot along.
You've got your list.
Aye.
You've got stuff.
You're buying shite you didn't need.
Nah, you're not.
You are.
I wouldn't have bought nothing I didn't need.
You do.
But sometimes you're walk doing it. Katie, I'll say, we don't need nothing doing there. No, we'll walk doing there because we might need something.
And then she goes, look.
So, Sarah, you're a middling, then you scoot off either way, where you're going.
The supermarket one.
When Tesco's in Brewery, for example. You going down the middle, then scooting left and right to, or you just.
So if I'm not going right up aisle, then I'd right up here, I'll just turn the left.
Or even cut across. You've got to go to the perimeter and you've got to go up and down.
I'm going straight up, cut the middle, I didn't need straight on, and I didn't need hard left, and I didn't need hard right, but I need up, diagonal left.
Nah.
How often you go shopping though?
Neen.
You just go shopping when you need a specific item.
Correct.
Aye. But when you're going shopping with a big fuck off, you'll go to Costco obviously, but
aye.
If you go out to Tesco with your wick shop.
Aye.
Yes, I can't remember last time we did that. Lisa does it
all. I like your shopping.
You like it?
Sometimes me and the wife, me and the wife used to go
a lot, I
know. Asda and Huntley or Tesco and Inverurie.
We get ours online and then we'll maybe just supplement it with a little trip in a Saturday or something.
I think we are Katie's going back to ordering
online.
Online, she's not like driving.
No,
she's not good. Well, she's not like driving. She's not a confident driver anymore. Yeah. She says.
How's that?
I reckon. No. It's just what she said.
Then I can.
Not confident driving anymore, boy. Fair enough.
I can. A good husband.
You're watching TV.
You've 10 days next summer.
I says, as long as you can pick me up for the pub, I'd say, what are
we? Mum is saying with you, if I get to Tesco, like, can do the dog and cat aisle. Nothing fair. No. I'll walk doing it. I'll go down because I'll be special offers at the bottom of the aisle.
But you will need something for that dog and cat aisle.
I knew.
You better get used to it. But something at either side of the dog and cat stuff you might need.
Exactly.
Like a duster. Can you? Or are you good doing? We do need new clutes. Clutes for fucking washing dishes, Ken. They are getting a bit, Ken, or a scrubber thing. We need one of them. We better pigging them up. Aye, what happens?
Nay for me.
You're just reminded. Yeah.
Aye, you just came for your work to go and you're doing it.
Aye. No. Got my list.
Got your list.
Yeah. There we go. Don't need nothing else off items. The list.
That's mining. Mass.
Is it okay to criticise somebody's cooking if you can't or won't cook yourself?
Nope.
Aye. I would say aye.
So I suppose it's technically like us slugging football, professional football.
We've played football. They're level, but we've played football.
But you've but cooked it some
we're
sort.
We're speaking about... No, and I have never cooked anything.
You can't
I've heated stuff up, but I've never cooked anything for scratch.
You've never had a frying pan putting some onions and wee ale and
wise up.
Minced up.
Never done that.
Here's like I'll give you some context, like right? Katie likes a spaghetti carbonara. Not spaghetti, she's tagliatelle. I like carbonara, right? So she's always made this since we started biding together. It's really good carbonara, she marks. But lately, it's gone off a bile. So, no, but I pop wait for a while. Because I'm not saying nothing, Ken. I better not say nothing, because this will cause a scene. But after about 4th, 5th time, I go, It's something different. That's something different about this carbonara. It's not the same as it is. Straight away, I guess.
Sad.
Oh,
blue touch paper.
Stand wrong, wait.
It's just it's different.
Used to mark it a bit better, innit?
You do yourself so no
night,
favours.
At night, she made a carbonara, right? And it's back to... She, the difference was it was just like pasta. Can it should be a thick,
creamy
sauce. That was not there.
Okay.
And the thick, white, creamy sauce was there tonight. I go, see, this is back to... You used to cook it like I like this. Ken, and she says, fuck. Ken, you're in no position to criticise my cooking because you gonna cook shit. Ken? And I thought, is that a fair point?
No. But you wasn't criticising.
I'm just saying it's near the
it's
same.
It's near the same as it was before.
Women, Ken, the slightest thing you're criticising, Ken.
I know.
I mean, I could say, Shed, you are a fucking arsehole. And you think, no, that's not criticism. That's fair enough. You couldn't have said that. You couldn't have said that to a female. Because that would be end of... Wouldn't have spoken to you for about 3 months.
End of
the
world.
If you said that to a woman.
End of the world.
They can't be criticised.
Fuck off, Massa, you know.
But I'm probably in the same boat as you. I don't do much cooking, so I've said to myself, to criticise because I am hopeless. So I would say you can't criticise if you can't cook.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I've criticised before.
But you can cook at that point, you're just saying?
Aye, I do cook. I do cook on Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Mm-hmm. If I need chipper.
Food's in a tasting. And if it doesn't taste good.
Exactly. I mean, I've said to Lisa before. Oh, I don't like that.
And that's a criticism, is it?
Well, aye, because it is.
So you're entitled to do that. I mean, you could go to a restaurant.
Technically, you've
been. If it's shite, you want to go back?
That's a professional chef. That tell me you can't criticise him. That was shite. I've had better lasagnas
at him.
I do like a lasagna, like.
I love a lasagna. Katie does actually cook a good lasagna.
I'll need to come down and buy something.
I never say.
Did you hate me? My mother is right. You got it, eh?
Did you hate me? Just lasagna. Yeah, side salad.
Side salad.
I like a chips.
I all had chips.
I like a chaps with lasagna.
Chips with lasagna?
Absolutely. Chips with gases. Can't eat chips with lasagna, I like chips with lasagna. Let's fucking get chips in the go.
Get the fucking air fryer in the go.
But I'll also have salad as well. Side. Solid chips, lasagna.
Fuck chips at your air fryer.
Eh?
No, it's got to be deep, fat fryer. For chips. There's no other way.
You got a deep fat fryer?
Absolutely, aye. It buys in the garage, yeah. But we did try chips in the... I give it like a half a portion. Nah. Fucked
You're the only person I can, apart from my mother, because she's got hers in the shed. She still yokes a fucking deep fat fryer.
It's a classic. Mine was a kid, though. Your chip pan.
How dangerous is this? Carlos Tevez.
All the fat dunas side of it. God.
Took a wee supper out for a Sunday morning for a long fry up again. Used to scoop a good lard in the chip pan.
Just used to sit in the hall bar.
Classic. I was a handmade chip though, in a dish towel. Couping it in.
Sat in cold water for ages.
Aye. Magic. Aye.
Classic minker spell.
This is grease hanging off the roof.
Lasagna, it's
the same as anything. Can we criticise folk that we can't act? Can we criticise football players? We can lace their boots in terms of quality, Ken.
Yeah.
But we are criticising them at the standard of that, really, Ken. We criticise, we're just speaking shit. Like I say, they could fucking, like Rashford, Ken.
Ron Rangers.
He'd just knock a bye-bye man, just laugh at me.
Can be.
If it's still not acceptable for his player, for his playing at Man United, Ken. He's getting paid £350,000 a week. So
at least try.
If he was trying, he could de up. If he wasn't trying, Katie wasn't trying to do the best carbonara, you criticise it.
I'll watch something for half an hour and then start criticising, Ken. Like if I was watching synchronised swimming.
Aye.
Ken, I've got no clue about it, but I'll watch it for half an hour and think, well, there should be DNS. See, she's not quite in line with her.
Your gymnastics when they land and their foot goes forward.
A natural critic in this act.
You've watched it for half an hour and then you're an expert on it.
It's like MasterChef finals the morning, is it?
Oh, didn't I tell Mum Heinahan? Is it Professionals?
Professionals.
Oh, I don't watch Professionals.
Professionals
and
more
I prefer Professionals.
I like the
celebrities and all that shit. Fuck that. Nothing celebrity nowadays.
I like the amateuring. That's good.
I do like MasterChef.
That's on a Moore's Night, I think, final. But you watch it and you're going, doesn't it look good, does it? Kind of, you're going by what the judges are saying and all.
I like to see them drop their masterpiece right at the end and watch them fall apart.
Is that skills test?
I loved it.
Ken, you've got some Michelin star fucking chef looking where you should have.
Ken,
Abdi's fucking struggling.
Abdi's folding.
Ken, but is that Michelin star stuff on ease?
Well, the fancy food. I know.
Maybe I was at the Eden Leith.
He's on ease.
Tom Kitchen.
Well, here's a thing about criticism, right? I like a Top Chefs. I watch a lot of shit on YouTube, and Marco Pierre White was three stars in Michelin, and he says, he did it as days to get that level, and he eventually got that level. Then he realised himself, I'm being judged by folk that care less about food than I do. And as soon as I came to that realisation, it was done for me.
Done for it, right enough.
And
I
being criticised by folk.
Food critics and MasterChef.
And she bailed.
She bailed out of the jungle.
Because
she couldn't hack it, but she'll sit here and slaughter a boy's life. And he puts out on a plate. It's a boy with a curly hair, I can't stand him. The daft goatee. Hate him.
His mom was his mom the green wifey with the wart and the
grot bags.
That's his mom. Yeah.
Wow. Those grot bags for.
Aye, that was a kids' program. Program, innit?
The Flag of Rock, was it?
No.
Terra Hawks. No.
Rod Paul and Emu.
Was it?
They were on it at the same time.
Aye, that's right. Aye.
It's a Saturday morning programme.
Can't remember if it was called.
She had a big.
She's a big cauldron.
Big cauldron.
looked like Mrs. Barr in the school.
That's right. Fucking hell.
What's the name of that programme?
I can't mind.
Fuck, I'll Google it.
Aye.
But it was a good programme.
Say what her name was again?
Grotbags,
aye.
Somebody knocked it. Rainbow. Somebody knocked it at the door, I was.
Grotbags, that's
Grotbags.
What it was.
Grotbags, that's
what
it was.
Aye. 1991.
Oh, it wasn't his mom, was it?
No.
I mark it up.
Aye.
Sure, that's his mom. Like, she's still alive, Mike. No, she's dead.
Yeah.
2007.
Siblings.
She's definitely dead.
Aye.
That boy's near Scott and Han, is he?
Nah.
I'm sure he's got a famous mother.
It's not Grotbags, anyway.
Carl Waterman. Aye. That's his second name, isn't it? Sure Waterman.
Is it?
Aye.
Emu's World, there it is, that's what it's awful. Aye. Ken, I was right.
Bullshit was a special guest in Bullseye. Fucking hell, that's when TV was
TV. That was when it was good.
We'll find out if it is.
I'm sure it is,
good knowledge if it is, though, is it?
Tis new.
Tis new. Good knowledge. Right, move on to this week's fantasy update. In fifth position, Bruce Graham, 887 points. In fourth position, Brian McKinnon, 891 points. In third position, Callum Wilson, 896 points. With the same amount of points, 896. The second position is Scott Bowie. And in first position, Greg Napier with 898 points.
Good job.
So still very tight up here.
It is, aye.
Did you hear your changes for the night?
Is there a game tonight?
There's games tonight.
My team set up early doors, so.
Aye.
Just forgot.
No, I did. Yesterday, I think I did.
Boring.
I got 70 points at weekend.
You're climbing up a league. You're up to 80th.
Shed.
I think I'm going to do another way, I think.
I think you're about third, fourth, bottom now.
I like Shed's team name. AC Rolling. AC Rolling.
You hate it.
Nobody's hating my team.
Is that guilty pleasure, is it?
His mother was Claire Rayner.
Claire Rayner. If I was she then.
Claire Rayner.
Oh, I recognise her. I can't. She. I can't eat a famous mom. She looks like Grotbugs. Look. If I was that again.
She in a Bond film now.
She was.
She was definitely something in the telly. Aye.
Yeah.
Rayner, aye, that's it.
Journalist, broadcaster, novelist, nurse.
Ah, that's what I thought.
Right, before we finish off, a few Buy Me A Coffees.
Nice one.
Two folk have bought us coffees this week. One of them is Diane. Diane's Harris. She's bought us three coffees.
Thanks for that.
She loves listening to the podcast each week as a Turok wine plus a Dons and Man United fan. I'm intrigued to hear which topics will be discussed. Obviously, are them. Nice to have Mike back lowering the tone and making me cringe. Nay bother, Diane. Keep up the good work, and if you could give my new accountancy business, Diane Harris CA, a plug, that would be much appreciated. Thanks, Diane. No, we're not, Dina.
That's a mug of truth. No.
And also, we have gotten five coffees for Murray Lane. He sends cracking Fitman. That must be a wrong podcast. He's listening. Cracking Fitman knowledge, great debates, and a load of laughs. Cheers, lads. Cheers, Murray.
Cheers, Murray.
Cheers, Murray, and cheers, Diane.
Cheers, Diane.
The thing is.
The best we are.
New business.
Good stuff. Well, lads, that's it for another week. We're coming up to the Fit with Dean for Christmas.
And I heard.
No.
So
what's the DS every Tuesday? And this Tuesday this year is going to be
Boxing Day.
So we're going to obviously maybe pass it on to the Wednesday, maybe.
Pass it to the Wednesday.
If it was Dean and a quiz, like. If it was you, Dean? Oh,
For the Boxing Day. Could you?
Oh, yeah.
We did speak
about Dean for a podcast.
Aye. See that? Could you a quiz on the Wednesday?
I'm a nephrist forever.
Could you quiz?
A few drinkies and a quizzy.
Knock up a quiz, will you, mate?
I'll knock up something on the way. Well, I kind of knock up a wife on the mirror, but. And there was something else I've got to ask you about. So coming up to the end of the year, Come up with a suggestion, Dunk. I think I maybe mentioned to you two as well. For the end of the year, we've got here a wanker of the year. Wanker of the year. So somebody. Who are the hell year who think?
The biggest wanker.
Biggest wanker.
Wow.
Ooh.
It'd be pretty easy enough, I think.
Aye.
Good stuff. Plans the rest of the week, lads.
Is it dart started?
Next
World.
Week.
Snooker finished.
Snooker.
Ronnie, some boy.
30 years since he won.
The Worlds, though.
No.
If it's at UK.
The championship.
Aye.
UK. Zombie.
Has he got a documentary out or something?
Nah, it's supposed to be brilliant.
Aye.
Amazon.
30 years since you won it first thing.
I can't be arse watching it.
No?
Snooker?
No, the documentary.
Watching the Stephen Hendry stuff.
Aye.
His YouTube channel.
Aye. I've watched some of that.
Jamie Bullard's at 102 break.
Aye. It's mental.
Plays half plus at golf at 102 break. Also, he was a pro football player. He's obviously just
the Unit Boys is good at sport.
It's good. It's just a good way. They're just literally. It's like you're in a pub because they're just playing snooker and
yabbing. Terry's been on.
I think darts does start this weekend, possibly.
Omdi gone off of darts?
I haven't been on the darts for years.
I've gone off of darts.
They're on too much now.
Aye.
Again, it's like Hogmanay. Can you get Hogmanay every weekend now?
Still watch your Worlds, I think.
Aye, I watch your Worlds, aye.
It's because there's nothing else on.
Aye. It's part of Christmas, though, is it?
Aye.
It's like a lot of sniff it used to be.
No. Can't stand here with pints on him here.
In a fag in a hand.
Next thing they'll be saying, they've all got to be super fit in a hand.
Aye, again, stamina.
See if he was what to be a transgender, say if you were to move from a man to a woman, you were to take the sport up to try and beat some females.
Yeah.
Darts be up here.
No, because that's probably quite a level playing field.
Level playing field.
Aye.
Look at Sherrick. Look at Fallon Sherrick.
There's no reason why a male or female should be on a different. Same with motorsport.
No, I've just seen a picture of the.
Same with motorsport again.
Aye.
The difference. Well, nah, motorsport's different. Men are stupid.
Men are stupid.
A man is prepared to give up his life to get ruined at corner quicker.
Have you seen the stuff of Danica Patrick and Jensen Button? And she's like the woman punned it on F1 and
he's getting fed up with
Is he there?
He can't.
He keeps just playing the party line at a time and he politely puts her in her place, but eventually he's just going to drop the mic and walk off.
It's just his
look.
Fuck us.
But the same with the darts. Can a man would stand in front of a dartboard for 8 hours, 7 days a week to get good at it? No woman would do that. Because men are stupid. No, though. Ken, men are stupid. They will dedicate.
That's Sharon Fallock. She's a good good Darts player.
Aye, but she'll never win the Worlds, Mike.
No
chance. Not the hope in hell.
No, I've just seen a mini picture you put in this week with a transgender Darts woman. Man, whoever it is, obviously getting beat by.
And she get beat, did she?
Got beat, he got beat. She, her, she, got beat. Weightlifting, probably easiest.
Boxing?
Aye. Well, that's transgender.
Have you seen some of the...
That's transgender bloke or... Aye, bloke went at the women. It won 3 fights here and fractured 2 of their skulls.
Aye.
Yeah. Wow.
It's nearly right.
Stupid, isn't it?
Yeah. It is.
I'm stupid.
Oh, sport, you could be...
World's gone crazy. Yeah, good. Okay, aye, no plans.
Fitbar.
Aye, fitbar.
Goalkeeper.
Goalkeeping.
Aye, so no plans this week, lads?
Yeah.
Oh, no, Christmas night out's coming up? Or
next week.
Next week's your works night out, is it?
Fitbar the morning's night.
Oh, aye.
Have a go.
Okay.
I tell you, Onana, Galatasaray, if I had been a lassie, he'd be tucking the piss out of her saying, lassie's kind of...
He kinda keep goal.
Probably just keeps playing a clip for pre-season when he run out and give it the big one in Maguire and slaughtered him.
Aye.
Couldn't catch a call.
I ain't fucking
actor.
If it was a D.
It's harder to defeat him D. Nah. And it was just to catch it.
He fucked it.
And the ones he does save, he kicks his legs up in the air to be parallel like it's a camera save every time.
Aye.
But Man United easily beating that Galatasaray team if he hadn't fucked up for 2 of the goals. Like.
They're talking about De Gea going to Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
He's Pope's out for months.
Well, if De Gea had been playing that game, they would not have lost.
No.
That boy Sam Johnston, if I was at Man United, he's a good keeper now. You know?
Onana will be a war to the African Cup of Nations in January. So this young Turkish lad will get a run out.
Young Turkish lad.
He must be hopeless before he's thinking.
I can't pronounce his name.
Fitzhappen Henderson. Is he not still on loan for Man United? Henderson.
Sold him.
Sold him.
He did sell him, did he?
Forest.
Did he? I've sold him. I thought he was still on loan.
Heaton's the best club keeper they've got at the club.
Yeah.
So we were speaking about Rhea and Ramsdale. Ramsdale was only Anne because
he was loaned.
Because he's now allowed to play against his parent club. That's mad, is it?
See, if I was Ramsdale. Injured us with what? We tweaky. Sorry.
He's word of him getting Newcastle now, January as well, 50 million. So, well, good stuff, lads. Good week. We'll take it easy and we'll see you next week.
Au revoir.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye.
No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home? No me moleste mosquito. Let me eat my burrito. No me moleste mosquito. Why don't you go home?